who's going to start singing?
But now you can't get me singing Christmas carols we so missed beautifully.
Ken. We missed.
Oh, we'll get
oh no, bells, I didn't record those, unfortunately.
Yeah, he wasn't recording it when you did that.
Yeah.
Aww. No singing for Katie.
I'll never be a pop star.
Everyone is like, what they want to hear Katie singing?
You don't demean yourself enough.
How am I going to twerk in a teddy bear outfit?
Does Jeremy dress like Beetlejuice?
Only when I'm good.
Is that his fetish?
Oh.
The Beetlejuice cosplay.
Hey, it gets me to call his name.
Three times?
Three times.
Woo! Ooh.
Once a month.
Yeah.
But, I gotta jam him in there.
Yeah, and so does he.
Yeah, wow. This is so much
and
better.
And welcome to episode 52, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's Boxing Day, actually.
It is technically Boxing Day.
And then Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
That was way Hanukkah. Back, like Thanksgiving time.
Oh, and then Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa's not a real holiday.
And then
Festivus.
Festivus
for the rest of us.
And I'm sure there's other ones that are just less significant.
Solstice.
The solstice? Did that happen?
Well, that's what Christmas is a ripoff of.
Well, I know, but did the solstice actually... I was actually wondering
It's around now. I don't know what it actually is.
If you're going to do Hanukkah, solstice is nearer than that was.
Well, I know, but I was thinking about the solstice this morning because I didn't know if I should expect... I feel like the days are going to start to get longer. That's where I feel like we're at in the year.
I think the solstice has happened. I think it just happened a few days ago. I remember seeing something about
it. Rinse, fact check us. It can't get much shorter. Yay.
And I'm Nathan, and I play Convergence.
Oh, Katie, I play games online.
Mostly Candy Crush.
Against builders a lot.
Who is it? Did Beanish end up being the builder?
Yeah, of course.
And then now Brian's the builder. He's got like 10 buildings run around.
Yeah, but somehow Dan has like 7,000 points. And he's
I counted up your points and I counted up my points and we're still below Dan by like 20 points. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, and then we have a third game where it's me, Katie, and Beanish playing again, and we all have the exact same quest things, and there's like no buildings, so we all have like 8 points. It's like round seven. Well, we're all at 8 points because there's like nothing.
You kept stealing my quests.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's stealing everyone's quests, and there's
like
no
everyone's
buildings.
Only quests have been mandatory quests. So
everyone needs black, and you know one person gets two black, and there's no buildings to give black. So you know every 7 turns, someone completes a quest. Pretty amazing.
When the starting buildings are all bad, it does tend to bottleneck the game a little bit.
Wow.
It's a beetle kitty.
Andy just showed... No, that is Catbug and Impossibear cosplaying as Han Solo and Chewbacca.
That is kind of cool.
That might be the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. I finally watched some of those episodes on YouTube because everyone said they were good, and I got bored.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I was waiting for them to get funny. I watched like 3 of them. I'm like, where's the funny start? And
the funny is all everywhere.
I don't know. I watched 3 and I gave up.
You have to be much, much higher.
Yeah, how much LSD had you dropped?
I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, who are you?
I'm Jeremy, and I play Rhett, and I play Legion. Most recently, Legion.
I'll try to speed this up. This is Andy. I play Trollblades and Mercenaries and Crix.
That's all of us.
You never introduced yourself.
You never introduced yourself.
My name's Brian.
Yay,
you don't play level 7 because now you can't.
I lost pieces.
Brian's going to sound weird all night because he lost 2 pieces to the level 7 game and it's breaking his
mind.
That
were in front of my face. But anyway.
Brian's been under a lot of stress lately. Everyone be nice to him.
I'm a little crazy right now.
All right. So
the best part is he'll be in the box still.
Merry Christmas. I tore that box apart 4 goddamn times. Piece by piece. I examined pieces that I knew weren't just to make sure they weren't like stuck to it.
That's kind of funny.
I may tear apart every single game I have.
Did you get a cat?
I do not have a cat.
Did you get one?
No.
Do you have dissociative identity disorder?
I don't know, but I have a problem.
Well, you do have a problem. That I think we can all agree on.
You have more than one, Brian. You have at least two.
Someone broke into my house and just took those 2 pieces from me while I was there within like 10 minutes.
Like you rotated to your left and rotated back and they were gone.
They were in my hand. I go, here are those pieces. I set it back on the table. I turned to my left, turned back, and they were just gone. Like I didn't move and they were gone.
I really hope that somebody here did it. I didn't, but it's like the greatest troll ever.
It is the greatest troll ever.
If any of us had the ability of teleportation and or time stoppage and used it to do that, I approve.
Yeah, that would be the best use of it ever.
Well, not the best, but it'd be a use to
it. It'd be pretty good.
Very similar to what we did to somebody who was sitting in line with us at a Star Wars movie. he was playing solitaire, and as he went to the bathroom, we took 2 of his aces out.
Nice.
That's just mean.
And then for like the next half hour, he's complaining because he could never win.
Well, it does make it hard to win at solitaire. It's true.
Well, maybe he would win if he was better at the game. Maybe if you're good. All right, presents.
Yeah, so we're presents, doing something presents, a little presents, unusual, presents, I guess. Presents. We all got each other presents, and we're going to open them on air, so you'll get to experience the presenting, even though we didn't buy you any because we don't have you in the room to give one to.
Nothing
and,
sour.
And also, expensive, too.
I'm upset that nobody else bought us presents.
Somebody bought us presents.
People out there.
We have a board game in the mail.
Yes,
well, that's true.
Yeah, he said the Japanese firework game. Oh. With the, like, there was like where you put the card up on
Polish poker?
Yes, that was the thing. You can say that because you're Polish.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And a girl.
A listener sent that board game. It's in the mail. I have a tracking number. I haven't checked the status on it. And then somebody gave me, I haven't used it yet because maybe somebody else at this table would have better use of it, but a Hearthstone beta key.
I already have one, unfortunately.
Everyone's in now if you apply.
I am not.
Ooh. If you apply, you get in.
If you apply, you get in.
On December 19th, they let everybody in.
That's oh, did
they?
Present.
It's what? Not truly open beta, but it's basically
open-ish.
They still approve like all the requests that are going in, yeah. And eventually.
Point is, I have a PM on the Muse forums that has a Hearthstone beta.
That
key.
Is cool.
I'd like it.
And Hearthstone is
Katie is about to explode.
Let's let Katie open first.
Oh my God, no, Katie, I open want everyone present. Else. Andy, open your present.
I have to make a quick shout out to. It's kind of cool actually. Red Raven Games.
Okay. Yeah.
They're the ones who make the Empires of the Void game.
Sure.
It's kind of like...
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Eclipse, but different.
Eclipse and stuff like that. I sent to them a parts request because one of their sheets that they had was like covered in glue. Ooh. So it was like white stuff all over one side of
That's
it.
That's not glue.
But it had like one of the large planets that was there, and then like a whole bunch of like little tokens that are meant for like marking troops and such like that.
Tokens?
I sent them
JRR token.
I sent them a request to replace that part. They sent me just the planet part.
Okay.
And they didn't send me the little tokens I wanted.
Right.
This is about 6 months ago. They just sent them to me.
The
now.
Little planet pieces.
the little tokens in that.
Nice.
With like a little apology on there, which is awesome. Because I'm sure because it was like a little baggie. I'm sure it probably sat on the guy's desk for
forever.
Like, for like 6 months, and he was like, "Oh shit,
I got my missing pieces from a zombie side email last week." I guess the company sent out all their missing pieces in December.
Apparently,
they got to clean up their desk for year end.
So, Katie, you can't open my present until later.
No, she said she wants you to open the one for you.
I ordered everybody custom presents, and they're not made yet, so the listeners won't get to hear you opening my gifts.
Wow. Okay, that's fine.
That's unfortunate.
All right, Katie so really I have to open gifts, up.
I've noticed.
I have to open up this.
Andy.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is what she gets like around Christmas.
Somebody's really excited.
Katie, sing some more carols while he's opening his gift.
No, he can't distract us. Aw.
Oh my God! I
have a pickaxe.
I literally bought that for Andy,
really,
and then returned it when I decided to get everybody the same thing.
That's hilarious.
So Andy almost was able to dual wield Minecraft pickaxe.
I was at the store. I had that in my hand.
That's amazing.
We all know Andy so well. He almost got four pickaxes.
A diamond sword would have been better.
Well, I had them, and I got the pickaxe.
The pickaxe is pretty damn awesome.
It is always
in fact, sadly, I
that.
Just started playing it again.
Of course you did.
You're building an addict.
I'll do EQ next, which is like Minecraft with a graphics.
Yeah, it is.
Or EQ the live thing.
I was very excited about getting my PS4, because originally it was announced that it was going to be a release game.
The Minecraft?
Minecraft for the PS4.
Hilarious.
So Xbox is... stranglehold on Minecraft opened.
Yeah, it's over. It's on the PS3 right now. But
when did that happen?
Like 2 weeks ago. Three weeks ago?
Recent enough that I'm not completely out of
correct.
Time.
Correct. Okay. It did not get released for the PS4 yet. So
in case it was garbled, what he got was a real life Minecraft pickaxe.
Yes,
I think we said pixelated pickaxe and we said Minecraft, but I don't know that we ever put the two together.
It's pixelated.
It's a Minecraft pickaxe.
All right, Brian, your turn. But you're going to be disappointed in your gifts. It's so bad. I apologize
that about Brian's
for that.
Gifts.
It's just not any fun.
It's not any fun. I don't understand. This is a.
What am I doing?
I got a vegetable chopper.
Is this? I mean, you open
slap chop.
I'm not sure if this is what it is.
No, it is what's shown there.
You got
She got you a mini ninja food prep thing, but then she wrote clumsy on the side of it.
Oh.
So that it's a clumsy ninja.
Clumsy ninja.
Because Brian plays the crap out of clumsy
ninja. My clumsy ninja is for... I'll use this.
So you got a random gift for the sake of a pun.
Well, he also has technically been cooking more lately.
To be fair, those are really good to have.
They are really great.
And this is like a good quality one, dude. This isn't like the... like. Jim was generic.
No.
I'll hit you with my ninja.
Well, Jordan has one, and he really likes it. Yeah, but he got, like, the really nice one.
He this got one's... the giant one, yeah.
Well, this will last me.
Jordan has a giant ninja.
Yes. I'm going to chop all my food. Yeah. Even my pizza I make tomorrow.
All of his food from now on, he's not chewing anything.
Just
going
to wad up your pizza and then slap the ninja on
it. Chewing is for noobs.
The best part about this Minecraft pickaxe
is, really good.
Is that I have a world WWE title that I can wear with it.
Nice.
For some odd reason, I could run around with a pickaxe and a WWE title.
Nice.
Be great.
You should do that.
Katie, are you excited about the gift-giving process?
I am, but I have a story about your present.
Do tell.
All right, so I found it because you're really hard to shop for. And I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And then it was sold out, and so I had to order it from someplace else. And it was more expensive.
But she got it anyway. That's the moral of the story.
Aw.
Good story.
Well, it's because this is like amazing.
I'm not worth it.
It is an amazing gift.
Mine is 200 watts of professional performance power.
Yours can chop mince and puree. Andy's could also chop mince and puree. We have a bladed weapon theme going on.
I cannot mine diamond with this,
I hope this is the glaive from Kroll.
It was probably the same price overall because then I got it from Amazon and didn't have to pay shipping.
It appears
shipping.
This is a stone pickaxe, so I can't mine diamond with it, though.
Oh.
It does look that way, yes.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You just need to start bashing holes in your drywall with that thing. Yes, Katie.
You have to open it.
But you were... Oh, my God.
You're talking.
This is awesome.
Wait. No. It's an iron pickaxe, so I can't...
Oh, you can. Okay,
yay.
Good.
Yay. I have here portal bookends.
And I opened and played with them, so they're not exactly how they're supposed to be.
But they have the ones upside down.
Yeah, the ones currently upside down, but yes. That's because Katie put them away badly.
I don't know how to put them away correctly. But yeah, portal bookends.
They are bookends
awesome.
With the guy jumping in and jumping out.
Hey,
the blue and orange portal.
Jeremy?
Awesome.
Have you actually played Portal 2 yet?
I have.
All the way through?
No.
Speaking of which, hey, so Christmas has come and gone. What did you think of Speed Racer,
Jeremy? I really enjoyed Speed Racer. I watched it two days before Christmas, so I watched it 2 days early. Really?
I was,
when you think about it.
I was afraid that we were overhyping it for you.
No, I really enjoyed it.
I hate it.
The only thing that I laughed at, that I told Katie was ridiculous, was at the very end when he's racing through like the colorful,
really cool.
Like the colorful tunnel. I was like, if you were high or drunk watching this, you would lose your shit.
I had a seizure when he crossed the finish line and it started swirling. I just went and collapsed backwards into the couch.
It's very colorful.
The noises Keith made when he saw that too was pretty entertaining.
Nice.
So anyway, those are the presents.
So
I got it.
All right. Well, I guess Jeremy.
Thank you.
Me? This one here?
You could do that
now
one.
Now we're on to Andy present.
Yeah, I don't know which one you want me to open. I've got one back here. I've got one here.
We have a big one that's for both of you. So open the
joint one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure.
You guys can split up those things however you want between the two of you.
I get the best stuff.
That is Wisconsin state law.
We got a box. Excellent. I've always wanted a box.
Oh, I hope it's Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
I don't know how to open boxes.
Andy has a pickaxe.
Oh, good.
I don't think that's going to help.
Oh, here, that'll help.
That'll help.
Just
more.
Be careful.
I don't know if I want to give Katie a knife.
She's a little hyper right now. She's cutting towards me. She's cutting towards me.
She is really hyper.
Now, don't cut into the box. Did I put the breathing holes in that box or not?
Hey, you know what that is?
Out covered in panda blood.
It's two tokens for level 7. It would be hilarious if they are in those boxes.
This is for Jeremy.
Oh, God.
She specifically needed towels, so I got her.
We got a Hello Kitty towel.
Oh, I don't like Mickey Mouse. I'll take Hello Kitty.
And it's Minnie and Mickey Mouse towel.
I got Futurama.
Yes.
I got figures.
Nice.
I want the professor.
You got a
Farnsworth. All right, you can have the professor.
Wow, you willingly gave a Bender figure away?
She likes the professor. He's
the
favorite character.
He's the best character.
He's pretty awesome.
Professor is awesome.
But this is Bender.
With a crown of some
Super
kind.
King.
It's King Ben. Yeah.
Super King.
Super King is a good superhero.
He is a good superhero. That's amazing.
He has all the powers of a king.
He does. These are awesome. Thank you, Brian.
Nice.
Wait a minute. No, I want Mickey Mouse.
What? No, I don't want Hello Kitty. Why do I want Hello Kitty?
Yes, you know, yeah. I have bath towels because Jeremy didn't appreciate the bath towels Katie bought.
I might have mentioned bought bath towels, and Jeremy said, "Oh, those are very nice. Those are for guests, right?" I thought they were nice. So anyway, now we have Minnie Mouse.
Might have mentioned to our podcast listening audience that Jeremy's favorite character is Hello Kitty.
That is not true.
So if you all want to get him stuff Hello false. Kitty,
hey, if you're getting like Hello Kitty box sets, you can give him Hello Kitty. I want Baditz Maru.
I don't even know who that is.
It's a penguin who kicks ass.
You got some more boxes, Nathan.
Open and I'm allowed to know this because I have a daughter.
Uh-huh, sure. That's your excuse.
That is indeed my excuse.
So, wrap which herself one? In a towel.
I'm opening you're opening Brian's?
Is this Brian's? I don't know.
That's Brian's. Yeah, that is for me.
It was the same wrapping paper as that one. So.
And it's also wrapped beautifully.
I wrapped everyone's in a... Yeah.
in a drunken
I just found random boxes. Do you think I got the best box out of everyone?
Oh, that is a cool-looking box.
Well, it's also a Borderlands box.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, I don't care what's in it. I'm just happy you're just that happy I have about a Borderlands the box.
Yeah. Of course, you can't get it open.
Well, I didn't want to tear the box, so I was being one weakness, with the tape.
I don't think it's tape. Yeah, I don't think it's tape shit. I got you a couple odd things. I got, a pillow for his apartment.
Nice.
It is a pirate octopus pillow.
That, yes. That needs, somebody needs to take a picture of that. Put that up.
I have decided to name it Sebastian.
Because it's red like Sebastian.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
I have a suppository for Brian. you
tell me
trolling
that Sheldon.
Son of a bitch.
Tell me that Sheldon.
He got me a Sheldon bobblehead.
Nice.
And short circuit tools.
Oh, I'm coming over to Nate's house.
Oh yeah,
short circuit's amazing.
Oh yeah.
Oh my,
short circuit I believe is the only is it not Disney? Is it Disney? I thought Disney related. Point is, not a lot of children's films where the word shit is an important plot point.
I don't remember that plot point.
The
it's
entire
been a long time.
Steve Guttenberg believes that he's alive because he says bullshit over and over again. Because Steve Guttenberg's giving him Rorschach tests, and he's saying, oh, I see a whatever, and he's like, bullshit. And Johnny Five's like, I don't see bullshit. Where's the bullshit? And it's like, you don't see that scene in children's movies very
you
often
do not.
Nowadays.
So this will be a good pillow for your place. This is a nice, housewarming gift.
You also don't see Ally Sheedy get top billing a lot anymore.
He's already wounded.
Oh, Sebastian's got a wound. Poor Sebastian. You know what? That bastard Sheldon probably did it to him in the box.
I can't believe you got him a Sheldon bobblehead. That's amazing.
You can't throw it away, by the way.
I don't feel bad about hiding his game pieces anymore.
Like you did.
Do you want to go next, Andy? We'll go by gift giver, well. Apparently. Is our theme.
Forgot what I got, Andy. I got another big box.
You got another big
it
box.
It is another large box.
Our listeners are thrilled by the sound of rapping. They're like, this is the best sound ever.
I'm sure that goes over really well on the podcast.
Yeah, it probably sounds really good over a mic.
I don't have the noisemakers. That's a shame.
this is quite the pickaxe. You could do some damage.
You could hurt someone with that pickaxe.
You could.
I hit Jeremy with it already.
Yeah, it kind of hurt.
Depending what side Andy opens, it'll be either an interesting gift or a sad gift.
I'm opening it from the top.
Well, I don't know which way I packed it. See, what the top is may not be what I started with. I think...
Seriously?
Oh, by the way, somebody's gonna hate me in a moment.
Oh!
See, you got a bobblehead.
Venture Brothers? Nice.
You got
I got a Brock Sampson
bobblehead.
Nice.
That is amazing already. He also. Another thing I bought for him.
Om-nom!
Back. He got an om nom. Stuffed om nom.
Nice.
Where's the bobblehead in here?
So when we were shopping for gifts, and we were in the toys section of Shopko, and I saw Om Nom and the Minecraft pickaxe and a cat bug thing, and I'm like, oh, these are all great for Andy, and Raylene's like, is Andy a 10-year-old girl?
No.
Those are all boy toys.
Boys play Minecraft.
Look at Om Nom.
10-year-olds, yes, but boys.
He is the cutest.
Om Nom is adorable. I did 5-star every single level of Cut the Rope, so I'm with you on that
I
one.
Still attached.
He's attached somehow, it looks like.
Well, I got a knife for that.
Om Nom and Sebastian can have a play date sometime.
All right. So should we start with this one or the Christmas is the holidays one?
No, well, that's Jeremy, yours. That's yours. Mine. So there we go. Okay. So now that the Brian gifts are over, it's time for the Andy gifts.
Okay. So I have an Andy gift here.
It's
bulging at one end, which makes me a little nervous.
The box could not contain the repacked awesomeness.
Nice saltine.
You didn't get saltines.
Cracker box.
Yay!
Nice.
Where's the tomato soup?
You guys could need some saltines.
Oh, I wish I had tomato soup today. I was not feeling good.
I can mince some.
Brian could take tomatoes and turn them into soup. I need your knife again.
Hey, don't just peel from the end.
This thing all the hell and back.
You should see Katie's package.
Why is that taped with Staples tape? I'm confused.
Because you left it here, and I used it all.
So
mostly on my box.
No, no.
So while he's struggling, anybody have any Christmas anecdotes they want to tell?
My dad sent me an MP3 player in the mail.
Really?
What? Oh, yeah. I was there for that. The best part was you were telling... Your dad doesn't listen to this, right?
No.
So you're telling stories about how your dad gives weird gifts or whatever, and you mentioned that he gave you the book, The Secret.
Yeah.
And you were talking about that. I'm like, yeah, that is awful. Secret's awful. While you're talking, and then you get there, the UPS guy shows up, you open the box, and your dad sent you an MP3 player and a DVD of The Secret. Yeah. Apparently the book wasn't enough. This was the sequel.
He really likes the movie.
I have Kahlua. I could get drunk while podcasting. That sounds like an excellent idea.
Originally, Katie, when I asked her what I should get you, she said Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Kahlua, well, Kazakhstan.
My phone auto-corrected into Kazakhstan.
From Kahlua to Kazakhstan?
It was like, clearly, who would text an alcohol brand? You clearly mean a country. Like,
no, honestly, Kazakhstan would be a great gift.
Kazakhstan would be a great gift.
Got you a country beer.
Yeah,
he's kind of adorable.
Okay, he's
going to work.
Om Nom is adorable.
Om Nom's pretty cool.
Katie, your turn.
No, Brian's
got
to go.
Oh, Brian's last.
So
this is heavy.
Yeah,
Andy is insisting that Katie open her gift last.
Well, it's because it's going to be the most pain.
It's going to be the most. Is Brian also going to need the knife? Did you also tape his all the hell and back?
Mine's from Staples. Staples tape.
Yep.
Oh, that's a winner.
That is a winner.
Ooh.
Wow.
So the best part about this damn thing.
The listeners at home, this damn thing would be
Eldritch Horror,
yep.
The board game.
Yeah, I got that for Brian. But no, the best part is I was at the last square and I saw they had Twilight Struggle. And I'm like, I could swear that nobody has this in our area. And so I ended up talking to Nathan after I bought it. And Nathan said he's like, yeah, Brian owned it, and then he sold it. And I'm like, God damn it.
I guess I won't give that to him.
I guess I'm not giving him Twilight Struggle.
Oh, because it was on sale. Yeah, I almost rebought it, but it wasn't on sale that much. Yeah, it's a good game.
I told him, it was like, Twilight Struggle's a great game, but you were like, you know what, we either have to play this 10 times a week or never. Yeah. And you chose never.
Well, this will get good group play.
Katie will want to check that out. That was one of the ones she was looking at when we were at Pegasus.
It's funny because I think I peeked at a couple of the Zappity Grumble questions. I don't peek early often because I like to have them be spur of the moment. And I think one of them was asking, what do we think of Eldritch Horror?
We'll tell you.
Really? That'll be funny.
Well, it's basically a co-op. It's a co-op game where Arkham Horror was you ran around a
city. Heavy.
Yeah. Arkham Horror, you ran around a city defeating like Cthulhu and people. This is you travel the world to defeat Cthulhu and things.
I'm okay with that.
It's supposed to be very refined, very fun. Yeah, very good. Excellent.
All right,
very cool.
All right.
Katie's so excited. Even when they're not gifts from her, she's excited.
The penultimate gift.
People love gifts. Gifts are so much fun.
This is either an overly good gift or a repurposed box.
It is. How heavy is it? It's a PS3
box.
He
got you a PS3.
It's pretty light. Although I do know that Andy has a spare PS3.
It is a PS3 light.
It's a troll box.
Box. Difficult. I'm losing this battle.
That's not that bad. It's not as bad as Katie's box. That's all I gotta say.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah, bubble wrap! And what inside the bubble wrap, eventually, I'm getting... Oh!
Oh my gosh, that's so loud.
Don't put that in the mic. That would be too bad. No.
That would be really
loud.
It is something.
Oh my goodness. It
board
is...
Board Game Geek.
The Board Game Geek exclusive overlays for Ogre.
Nice.
Which is super awesome. That Thank is really you, cool. Andy.
Oh, I knew you were getting that. You told me that. I forgot. I was like, I knew that was good.
That is right, exciting.
We're done
okay,
with
we're done with my gift.
That's cool, though.
Katie gets impatient.
Oh my gosh, Andy.
It's just nothing but tape.
I got tape for Christmas.
It's a box made of tape.
Oh my god.
Whatever it is going to get broken.
Hopefully it's not liquid the way she's shaking it.
Holy shit! Did you use like a kilometer
of tape?
Somebody
take a picture of
that first. Did you use a kilometer of tape doing this thing?
No one has a...
No, you can keep trying. You're not going to have it unwrapped by the time I get my camera ready.
She's so happy.
Oh my goodness, I can't focus on you. Somebody else get a camera that's better. Oh, there we go.
I think you guys are like tweeting these pictures or something.
Picture taken.
I will later. I'm busy.
Katie.
So while she's struggling, I'm going to tell an anecdote. All right. So
really, you're gonna fight your way through that much tape?
You fight that way through much tape.
So my fiance and I did all of our Christmas shopping together, and we had the list of like all the people we need to buy gifts for. So we would go down and be like, "All right, Katie needs gifts. Not this Katie, different Katie." And we buy all the gifts.
Jeremy is like, "Katie, what did we get everyone?"
Yeah. Well, so anyway, we go down the list and we're like, Robert, check mark, and then Robert's girlfriend, check mark, and then daughter one, check mark, and daughter one's girl boyfriend, check mark. And we went down this whole list and we got all the shopping done, and we bought all the food for the party for Christmas and everything, and so we did all this, and then we're all sitting down and we're having dinner, and we've finally done with everything. Everyone's there, we're having a good time, drinking our booze, eating our dinner, ready to open presents, and I look under the table and I'm like, oh, right, I forgot to find time alone to buy Raylene her present.
Oops. At Christmas Day, you realize this?
Like, literally, we're about to open presents, and I'm like, oh, right, that was the downside of doing all the shopping with her, is that I didn't get her a gift.
So Nathan's now single.
Did you just, like, run out of the house?
No, no, I spun it. See, we're going to go Friday, and she can pick out her gift with me.
Ah, okay.
Because I knew the category of what I was getting her. Now she can pick out the specific one.
I was honestly expecting Katie just to get sick of it, and actually...
You clearly don't know Katie very well.
Just cut it.
We're She's still married to Jeremy. She's stubborn.
It's the perfect unboxing.
She's going to rip the box now that she went through all the tape.
Yeah, you're almost done with the tape.
That was amazing!
What the heck was that?
I don't know what that was because it was above the hearing.
I think she swallowed a dog whistle, yeah.
Only dogs could hear what she just said.
Oh,
that's amazing.
She has a Bad Horse Wanted poster t-shirt.
Is that going to fit? I don't know if it's going to fit. I hope it does.
I don't know. It says it's... Maybe. I don't know. An XL? I mean, but it's a small. It's really small.
It's a very
quick,
small
quick, put it on.
What happened?
Take your shirt off. Put the new one on. I'll tweet the pictures.
Okay.
So, when I went to the site, they were actually out of... normal XL or normal mediums, so I had to go with a junior's XL. All
right, we'll see.
Because it looked like the dimensions were about the same, just a slight smaller.
So Andy wins the prize for giving the most legitimately good gifts.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I need to silence my phone. There we go. All better.
Well, sorry.
No, that's all right.
You're allowed to give good gifts.
You gave legitimately good gifts. I'm giving custom-made gifts. And
Katie and I got ridiculous gifts.
Yeah. Brian mixed troll. Well, I'm the only one who got a flat-out troll gift, I think, but I appreciate it. Cause
no, but you got other things on top of that,
I didn't get a troll gift.
Hey, man, that is a... I would happily have that towel. You want a Sheldon bobblehead?
Are we trading? We're making deals now?
Not in front of Brian.
I would not make that trade. I would trade the Hello Kitty towel for a Sheldon bobblehead.
I actually had bought... Here's the sad thing. I bought two generic just growth...
Oh, it does look good.
Oh, it fits well.
Are we going to tweet a picture of Bad Horse, the third
Well, I was going to tweet a picture of her without her shirt on. That was the point.
I got that. She did not pick up on that.
She did not pick up on that at all.
Jeremy got me a new bra. You guys could have seen my new bra.
I actually saw your new bra 100 times today. I can always see your bra because your shirts don't hide them.
That's because my boobs aren't big enough. But this bra makes my boobs look huge.
You're rocking the big boobs in the Bad Horse shirt. Yeah, I am going to tweet this picture.
That's why Jeremy.
I can't believe that just happened. That's why Jeremy got
her that bra. I was like,
oh,
we need to improve these things.
All right, rock the boobs there, Katie. Yeah.
Where are you going?
She
covers
the t-shirt,
and you're going duck face too.
Yeah. Oh, Max. Oh, there was a delay, so I accidentally took a picture of my hand. Well, it took forever to take the fucking camera. I hate this camera. All right, let's get a picture of Bad Horse again.
I like how you said the thoroughbred of doom, because it's the thoroughbred of sin.
Whatever. Words are meaningless, Jeremy Shea. It's intent.
Ah, okay.
The good thing about the delay this time is that the picture has you angrily talking to Jeremy.
That's fantastic.
All right, now that train wreck is over, do we have something listenable to do?
So that was Christmas. Woo!
Everyone got to hear us opening things and then just talk about them. That's it.
I'm too afraid to open this game for a while until I can find game pieces.
You should probably wait. Yeah.
You don't get to open mine because you're Mr. Lose Game Pieces.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so what else did we want to talk about today?
Well, there was Errata. There was the bullshit fake spoilers.
Yeah,
for Monster Balls.
I do want to talk about that real quick. So... Here's the thing. Two things. One, somebody, and I forgot to notice who the name was before I came tonight, but somebody put it very clearly that when Keith posted in the Assyria thread that if she works as somebody put that fake spoiler,
he is immediately buying her and playing her in the Iron Gauntlet. That means she's broken as fuck. The conversation is now over. We all had fun debating whether she was broken or not. If Keith is going to buy her and play her in Iron Gauntlet, she's broken as hell. That said, I already knew she was broken because it turns out that distraction with an arc node with 7 focus is amazing.
Well,
like, it just is.
There was the thread that somebody made on Muse on Minis saying, hey, here's some maybe spoilers. And the first response in that thread is me saying, you cannot have an arc node with distraction.
Yeah.
For years, I have said that the reason... Sorry, I'm going to get that noisy thing away from the mic. For years, I have said that the reason that Mercs do not have a general all-purpose arc node that anyone can take is because Ashlyn has distraction.
Yeah.
Like, I am fully non-sarcastically of the belief that Privateer Press specifically has kept an entire faction arc nodeless because of that one spell.
Yeah. Like, that spell's amazing. Her feat, as written, I could see something like that happening.
No.
It's amazing. It's ball-busting. It's at least more believable than Arcable Distraction.
Yeah. Well, yes. Arcable Distraction just breaks the game.
Yes.
It is beyond unbalanced. It is beyond Scales of Fate with Carnivore. It is beyond all of that stuff.
Yeah. It's just stupid. Now, that's not to say that Signs Importance and Sea Stealth with Mage Hunter Strike Force doesn't also break the game, because it does. And even if that's just her feat and she has a shitty spell list.
At least it's once a turn. Like, even if that's real, it's a feat, and it's a horrific feat, but it's a feat. It's not 3 units per turn are shut down.
But if that's her feat, you know who's going on the shelf is Ossian, and she'll get played instead of Ossian. Or instead of Raven, most likely, unless her spell list is just complete trash.
Yeah.
That feat's amazing.
Somebody said that if this is spoiled accurately, which I guarantee it isn't.
It isn't.
Hypothetically, she could have, like, where she's not allowed to arc spells or something.
Sure, but
this
she'd
is
still be broken.
The speech that Leela gives on when Farnsworth is having his, like, birthday thing, where he goes to...
Is it a speech on the back of his thing, or what?
There's, like, a description of who he is. This is the same speech that Leela gives.
Katie's kind of a big
Futurama
fan. Where
Fry goes, roll film. That one.
Wow, what a great story. Thanks for sharing.
that was pretty
amazing.
Why
does Professor Farnsworth come with...
A Nibbler.
Nibbler. That makes no sense.
Why would he come with Nibbler?
Well, because Nibbler would be with Leela.
Wow, okay. We've lost Katie for the remainder of the episode because she has a Farnsworth.
And then a Nibbler to occupy her once he distracts her.
Anyway, yeah, there's no chance that those spoilers are accurate.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero chance. However, if... Whenever we do get spoilers about Assyria, I'm still excited about her. I just don't think there's any way that's her.
That feat is hypothetically real because I believe somebody has said that at War Machine, it is a somewhat reliable source that Privateer Press had said that during playtesting she had Signs Importance, but she lost it.
Right.
So it was possible that it was moved to a feat or she got a downgraded version of it.
Correct.
That's more possible than distraction.
Combining it with Sea Stealth, though, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's, wow. Amazing. At any rate... We'll see. Does anyone have anything notable to say about the errata? I don't.
Ryas got reach. Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, Ryas had 99 problems. That was one of them.
Ryas had 2 problems.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
No.
No. Ryas was.
We talked about them in person on Wednesday, but we were on podcast.
Ryas had 2 problems. No reach was one of them. No Pathfinder was the other. And she can solve the second one with an animus that's available to her.
I think that her third problem is that her decap is crit only.
Well, that's fair.
That's a standard.
That's
it means she doesn't get work. She can't actually reliably get work done.
That is if she had actual decaf, that would be a very good thing for her. You are correct.
If she had decaf and reach, I think they would have fixed the problem, sure. But
reach is a big thing because her feet gets so much better for herself with the addition of reach.
Well, that
and riposte.
Yeah, and riposte.
The riposte gets better. The riposte gets legitimately
I think is honestly the biggest thing. I know that there's another caster out there with riposte that doesn't have reach either, but you know.
That?
Ashlyn.
Oh, Ashlyn, really?
Yeah. Ashlyn has reposed to no reach.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does suck for well, if anything honestly is within reach of Ashlyn and attacking her, she's pretty much dead.
Dead.
Oh, hilarious. Well, it depends. Like, a common thing is I would, on feet turn with Ashlyn, I would run to engage something, knowing that under feet turn with repose, she's likely to kill it rather than the other way around.
Right.
Silly Ashlyn.
That is true.
She's great. Crazy. That doesn't work against Phoenixes.
No, it doesn't.
Probably not.
No, because the Phoenix just lights her on fire.
Whoa, Katie, what is happening there?
Whoa.
She's just like,
I don't know
hello,
what's going on,
Jeremy.
But I am enjoying it.
Katie just dove under the table between Jeremy's legs. Wow. I don't know what's happening.
Yep.
And she shouted she got it.
Yeah, she did.
She found it. It was so small. Oh, it was that tiny little guy. She found the little, like, 2-inch guy. Well, with
it,
the
it, it only took her 10 seconds, but obviously she found it.
All right. And she's too tired to get back in her chair. Good God. This needs to be a video podcast just so people can see Katie. And I don't mean that in, like, a demeaning, like, hot chick way. I just mean that she's
insane. Ridiculous, yes.
I got it. We're good.
Right now it's like we have a child in the room.
Somebody stole my Farnsworth.
She's just like a fishy, crazy person over there.
There's something not right.
I love Christmas. It's so good.
She does love Christmas.
Who stole my Farnsworth?
So how was your Christmas exchange going yesterday?
I had steak.
Yeah, we had that, delicious.
That
steak.
Was one of the packages under the.
That
tree.
Was not one of the packages.
Under
the
tree. Steak under the.
She got great. For like she got great presents.
I got a bra. I got a necklace. I got lotion. I got soap.
to be fair, the soap was something she'd been asking for.
And I got booze, so you know, pretty good.
What kind of booze?
I got Effin.
Effin Black Cherry because it's her favorite.
Was the bottle you thought a lotion? Was it indeed lotion?
It was. Body cream. So it wasn't lotion.
Well, I took her to Bath & Body Works. I told her to pick out whatever scent she wanted, and I'd get her some Bath & Body Works stuff. And she picked out one that only came in lotion or perfume. And she almost never wears perfume. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll get the lotion.
But you lied. You're like, no, I know for a fact I didn't get you lotion. And I opened it, and I was like, it says body cream. And he's like,
it's
yeah.
So technically lotion.
It's not lotion. I was like, so lotion? And it was like, that was the first time the thought had occurred to you that they're the same thing.
It's different. It's body cream.
But for real, well, who stole my Farnsworth?
It kept the surprise alive. I did not steal your Farnsworth.
You did not.
I did not steal your Farnsworth.
Sure you didn't.
It's just gonna be another thing where there's like a picture of me not stealing the Farnsworth, and you're gonna blame me.
otherwise, it's just a picture of you anytime. Maybe it's with my missing pieces.
Farnsworth went to go find the level 7 pieces.
They were right on the table.
So
I
was
set
Farnsworth.
Them down, and I turned around, and now they're not there.
Criminy. Hi, Katie. Wow, personal bubble. Katie's all up in everybody's grill right now.
What is she doing? Hey, whoa. What is going on?
I don't know, but Merry Christmas.
She's dangerous the place right now.
This is, she can't contain herself.
Where did you put my toy?
I didn't touch your toy.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Brian.
I don't have any idea what's
Andy.
Going on.
This is going well.
I was not even close. I've been holding out the Om Nom
yeah,
this entire time.
Om Nom and his bobblehead.
He's got his bobblehead going.
Yeah. So
I don't even know. Like, I'm not even in on the joke.
Sadly,
I have no clue. That is... Whoa!
Wow!
That was
Katie,
not your Farnsworth in my pants.
I'll give you a clue. I can see it.
Can you see it? No, it's right.
Honor. Is it honor?
No, you know, I was looking on myself for those missing pieces. I'm like, did it stuck to me? Did I have pieces? This is...
Oh, jeez.
There he is.
Oh, surprise. Brian stole it.
Yeah,
who'd have thought?
I never would have expected
Why
it.
Why would I do... Why
Brian, where'd you put your pieces?
I ask myself that a lot today.
Holy moly.
Okay, so other than Ryze having reached, did anyone care about the errata? I mean, I would think you'd be excited. Durgan Flashtimer works again.
It clarified all of the critical devastation. So
yep.
That's
true.
From my understanding, it's back to all one roll. Everything goes.
Yes.
Durgan's Blastarmor works the way that everybody has always played it forever because it was obviously how it's supposed to work. And it was like a month ago that someone's like, hey, this doesn't work right. And they're like, okay. And they fixed it instantly. Yeah.
Right.
So no big deal there.
They fixed the Night Troll, but it was just the only thing they fixed was if you have that Animus in two places and you kill the Night Troll, you don't have to sprint towards the other thing that's on the other side of the table. That's what they fixed.
Except you still do?
No, because it's when you start your advance
right.
If you're within 5 inches of the Animus.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it stops the sprint.
As opposed to when you start your activation,
so,
right. Which would have been funny if it had ever happened.
I will say, Jeremy, with that Kahlua... When I come over, you should also have vodka and Bailey's.
I do have vodka. I don't keep Bailey's around because it goes bad, but I do have rum chata, which would work.
No.
Sounds very complicated.
It sounds too complicated.
My two stepdaughters came over for Christmas yesterday, or the day before yesterday, and they were like, what's in a White Russian? I'm like, this, and a Blind Russian is where you do this instead. And so they're like, oh, we'll try that. And they made two of them, and I'm like, you don't want to do that. You're going to kill yourselves. And they each drank a quarter of their drink and gave up.
The Blind Russian's the one with vodka? Or
no, vodka, Kahlua, and Bailey's.
A White Russian is vodka, Kahlua, and half and half. This is vodka, Kahlua, and Bailey's.
What is it when it's just Kahlua and Bailey's? Because that's what I used to drink.
That's Black Russian.
That's the Black Russian. Okay. Yeah. That's what I always used to drink.
Yep.
I just left out the vodka.
There's a lot of Russians.
There were
so, no Russians. They changed Explosivo, so it still doesn't work.
They
keep trying to make Explosivo work.
I couldn't tell what the difference was with Explosivo. Well,
they keep trying to fix the obvious issue with Explosivo, and there's no way.
I thought Explosivo was a person.
He is also a person. He's named after the spell, but the spell needs to be 13 paragraphs long. It's such legalese, that spell. It's a disaster.
Yes,
because it there's no way for them to word it where it actually works how it's supposed to work.
How is it supposed to work?
It's supposed to be that your gun becomes magical. If it wasn't an AoE, it gains AoE 3, but all the special effects you have if you hit somebody don't carry over to the AoE. Like, if you cast on Aeris, she doesn't disrupt everything under the AoE, or if you cast, you know, that's it. That's how it's supposed to work.
But that's not how it actually works.
Well, because the problem is, like, gun gains magical, it gets the AoE, nothing carries over to the AoE, which means now the magical that you just gave it doesn't carry over to the AoE, because nothing carries over to the AoE. If you put it on a jack, it can't boost, because boosting is an effect that doesn't carry over to the AoE. It's obvious what it's supposed to do, and they can't word it to make it happen.
And so didn't they change it so that the way it works right now is, if I have a gun, like say in your example of Aeris, if Aeris is explosive and she shoots a jack, even if she directly hits it, it's not disruptive.
The direct hit keeps it.
It does.
The direct hit keeps it. The issue is trying to get the stuff. No, that was it. They also, one of the things they did fix is that if you look on the card, it says target model, blah, blah, blah. That goes away after this model's next attack.
No, I'm looking at you.
And they meant the model you affected, but the key phrase, this model is the model you just activated. Which means, hypothetically, Durgan could put it on 6 guys, and as long as Durgan never attacked, those guys would keep it for the rest of
forever.
The game.
Yeah. I'm getting omnomed and Professor Farnsworth and Dimblard. It's disturbing.
All right.
I need to go to my happy place.
What's going on?
I need to go to my happy place.
So all in all, a relatively uneventful, mostly bookkeeping clarification errata, except for Ryas getting a little buff.
Yeah. Which was weird, but whatever. I mean,
it's
fine. I'm not against it.
Can't they just write the spell so that it says the same thing, and then it says, except for the magical effect and those other things?
They could, but again, I mean, you get then to this
a
point where
you get to something where it's Bethane and Belphegor.
Yeah.
Where they're just adding and.
It gets to the point where Durgan and Siege need to come with an extra card that just explains Explosivo.
Yeah.
This should just be explosive. Or just picture the guy.
Make it like 2 cost, or make it an upkeep, and just let everything carry over. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh well. Like, is it that big of a deal if Iris has a 3-inch AOE? There's worse things on the planet. Blind exists.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Is her with an AOE much worse than Gorman?
Well, you can't get explosive in Legion, but that would be pretty cool on Death Spurs.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Sure. So you get an AOE grievous wound. I mean, would it really be that broken if you? I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's a 1 cost spammable. Maybe not even. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where whatever.
You know.
Yeah, I'm okay with the random buffs. I think it's fine. The only problem I have with it is the fact that now we have Ryas cards out there that don't show it on the card.
It is weird to me that a model has reach and there's not reach in the front of it. Like, this gets back to something I've said before but I don't know if we've said on the podcast, which is it would be really great if the cards that have been significantly changed. So Ryas with reach is a great example. Epic Lich and his feet is an excellent example.
Yep.
They would just reprint those few cards and offer it for $1 or $2. I'd buy it. Everyone would buy it.
One thing that Sentinels of the Multiverse did is they have a couple cards that have been completely rewritten.
Yeah.
They'd offered it as a 1 cent pack to buy.
And I understand from Privateer's point, like something like Elitch, there's a billion copies of a card out there. They don't want to replace a billion copies for free. I get that. But print up a billion packs and sell them for $2. Like, make it available to the players. And their answer is always, well, War Room exists now, so we don't have to worry about that. Well, I prefer to play with the cards. I'd like to have cards that are correct.
Yeah, I prefer to play with the cards.
I mean, I even use War Room now all the time, but I still play with cards.
Yeah, I have War Room, War Room's fantastic. I didn't like the interface of adding damage, but Nathan had a good point that if I'd been playing with War Room to track damage, as long as I've been playing with cards and markers to track damage, I'd probably be just as good with it and just as comfortable. So that's fine. The interface is not inherently flawed or in anything like that. But what I prefer to use it for is someone else is going, and I can't quite remember how the wording on that spell that the opponent has up works, and I don't want to give away my
my plan by saying, hey, that spell that could fuck me over that you haven't cast yet, can I please see it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You know, yeah, I know. You're like, can I see those 17 cards in no particular order?
Well, yeah, because you don't be like, remind me, admonition, how does that work? Yeah. Oh, right, I'm going to cast admonition now.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, no, I've been in that spot where I'm like, I think there's a spell I'm worried about. I can't tell them I'm worried about it. So yeah. How do yeah. I get
so, the- like, I love War Room for, like, I just pull up their caster, I pull up their models. I'm like, oh, that's right. That's how that interaction works. Great. Now I can carry on with my planning. It's amazing for that. It's amazing for having my list with me all the time, wherever I go with my iPad. It's just all my lists are there. Because I used to print out my list, which was a pain in the butt. But what it's not amazing for is replacing my cards. I want to still play using my cards on the table. It's easy to see what's going on. I prefer for my opponents to track their damage on their cards, because when it's tracked in War Room, I can't see how damaged their models are. I have to just take their word for it, which is obnoxious.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's not a replacement, and I'd like to get cards that are correct.
Well, it's like, I hate, when sometimes you get in a game and you don't, for some reason, you don't kill anything, but you damage the shit out of like 10 things. But you don't, when there are cards in front of you, you can kind of glance over and go, okay, that one has 6, that has 4 left. But when it's all in their war room, they have to, like, you know, have to scroll through and tell you what has what. That's the part that bugs me the most.
Has anybody messed with the...
Dan has tried it several times, Dan okay. in our play group. And what he told me when I asked him, we were both using War Room on Wednesday. We were both tracking damage and War Room because I'd forgotten my cards. And I was like, hey, you want to try linking up? And he said, no, I want my battery to last more than 10 minutes. That's what he told me. He said, I've tried it. It just sucks the battery life, even on an iPad.
That sucks.
He said, we will not make it an entire game linked up.
Hmm.
And since it's how we're tracking damage, that means we won't be able to play our game.
Yeah.
First one to lose power loses.
That is true by the rules. That is how that works.
You secretly plug yours into a power source. Yeah. Oh, you ran out of power over there.
I guess I win. But yeah, so, and I mean, I've had that problem with other apps on the iPad. I don't think it's something fundamentally flawed about War Room. Like, apps that are transmitting data actively just suck the power on an iPad.
Yeah.
They just do. And depending on how they wrote the interface, it's possible that it's sending updates every 5 seconds. Like, I don't know.
Instead of actually when you make a change.
Instead of when you
whatever.
Actually make a change. Yeah. I don't have any way of knowing. So. But yeah, so, I don't know. Anyway, all that to say, I would really like to get a Rias card that has a reach symbol on the front.
Yeah.
Give me your Rias card. I'll just draw it a big marker.
I think the logistics and the expense are more than people think it would be. And also, how often are you expecting them to do it? Because
once a year.
Okay, that's probably, so for 364 days, like, if they change something, I mean, it's...
But they don't. But the thing is, like, if it's an errata that's already happened, they only have to do it once. They don't have to do it every year.
Well, except Gatsby has been nerfed several times.
Sure. So, in Gatsby's case, yes. But in general, they don't do that.
But even still, like, you'd have patch one, you'd have deck one, deck two, deck three, deck 37, deck 52. Like, if they keep doing this, you're going to have all these packs and keep up on all of them. And that just seems logistical nightmare, expensive, and the shelf space for this. And it's like... off-putting for new players.
It is off-putting for new players.
You're like, yeah, you can buy this stuff, but then you need to buy these 13 errata packs to have accurate
or
cards.
Or you could do something like this. Instead of actually making a card, just print up sticker sheets. So you could take, you know, whatever sticker of, like, Gatsby's feet on the back of his card. So you could just
you just a reach sticker for Rias.
Yeah. No, honestly, I was almost thinking about asking Nate if he can actually print
that's
up
actually
one
not
on a sticker
bad.
Sheet.
That's not a terrible
so
idea.
So I could just go, thunk, there Rias says reach. Now. Reach. Done.
Right.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
Or, you know, wording of a spell or something like that. They can print it up so it's that small, and it's a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
So, I mean, or make it so it's a PDF.
Reach, you have a blank sticker and stick it over your other sticker.
Or make it so it's a PDF where I could take it to a print shop and have them print it onto a sheet.
That if it was at least available.
Yeah. Hypothetically, just the eroded models could be available as a printable PDF. Sure. You know, and they could have all the legalese stamped onto it that it's printable for personal use only if you own the original, blah, blah, blah. Like, they could hypothetically do that. And that
would
be a bad solution.
I would appreciate that more than having to go and look at my card and like, oh,
and that doesn't cost
crap.
Anything.
I think there are a lot of solutions. I like that one because it's something easy for Privateer Press. It doesn't cost them money.
You can nap at Farnworth end of the chapter.
I could. What do you think, Katie?
That's not a very good look she gave you.
Well, I think they should just reprint their cards. I mean, it's been long enough. Have they ever reprinted any of the cards from all of the erratas?
No.
Then they should reprint
all the cards. All they did in Mark 1 have
Mark
a,
one
have
they
a,
did.
Have a remix.
A remix deck.
Yep.
It was kind of, their like 1.5-ish.
Sure.
And I wonder if they'll do that with 2-2.
It was actually called Mark 2.
I know. It was remix Mark 2.
Like, it's something that they can do probably pretty cheaply. I would imagine, like, here's the thing. If you bought Arias in a month, are they going to have the new card
or
the old card?
No, it's going to still be... They never change the cards.
See, that's weird to me. I don't understand why they don't just update the software, and then when they manufacture the new one, they just have the new card.
I agree.
Like, I think for universality. Like, if you had two different versions of Rias' card out there, it's more confusing than having one version and the universal knowledge that that version is wrong.
No, but it's not, because if you have two newer players, if you have two versions out there, they're going to go, well, why is it different? And then maybe look up the errata. If you
That's
have
fair.
Two new players and they have the same version and it's wrong, they're going to go to a tournament and then just think that the person they're playing against is cheating. Yeah.
Good thing is, here's what's going to happen, and it's not going to happen with Rias, because like I said, no one's going to care about Rias. But here's what is going to happen, is there's going to be a new player, and he's going to go to a tournament with his Elitch, and he's going to be super excited about it. And he's, in round one, he's going to feed back Tartarus, and he's going to feed back... and he's going to give them all
incorporeal,
and he's going to feed back a blood hag, and he's going to make them all incorporeal, because that's what it says on his card he can do. And he's going to kill the crap out of some unsuspecting new player in round one. Then in round two, he's going to do the same thing. And then in round three, he's going to face me, and I'm going to say, oh, and he's going to like do the old trick where you kill your own Tartarus and you kill your own blood hag and you do all this stuff. And then he's going to try to bring them back, and I say, oh no, you can't do that. And they'll go, okay, well fine, my Bane still charge your caster. I go, oh well, then they're not incorporeal, so you can't do that either. And so now this guy's sitting there and he's just like, A, he's not going to believe me. So then I pull it up on the internet and I show him he's wrong. And then B, he's going to be just miserable and frustrated because he won two games he shouldn't have won. And he's been playing him wrong all along because that's what it says on the stinking card.
Yeah, he's a Lich player. Fuck him.
He should be playing War Room.
But it's rough on new players. New players are taught, read the card, read the book, it's all there. Except in some cases.
Read the card, read the book, read the 6 pages of errata. It's not a massive document.
It depends how big the meta is, because like I'm in the Madison meta. I didn't even know that there were erratas that existed until like the 10th episode when you guys were talking about erratas on the podcast.
Yeah, I've gone to tournaments and I mentioned the errata and they didn't know what I was talking about. Because in their meta, nobody played with an errata. They didn't even know it existed. It's not like the errata comes out in like the no quarter and it says, hey, here's this new errata. It's only available online.
That makes more and more sense if it's 1992. The world is more and more.
There are casual players and there are people who aren't going to listen to podcasts and there are people who are just going to go down to their game shop or just play with their work buddies or something and they're going to be playing wrong. And then if they want to get more competitive, they'll do so first by going to a tournament.
And it's something where their local guys may, like even their good players locally may know about the errata, but may not play him in a situation where it comes up.
But if they're going to go to a tournament, aren't they going to want to look at the Steamroller rules?
Sure.
And if they're going to go to the Steamroller rules, aren't they going to go to the Steamroller section of the Privateer Press website?
It depends.
Which has three links, Steamroller rules,
except
and
guys
errata.
In our meta just show up on Wednesday nights and the Steamroller packet's there for them to read.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is, it depends how competitive they want to be, how competitive they decide they want to be. Because, like, if you go to a War Machine, you're like, I'm going to go to War Machine this weekend, this time, and I'm going to play, and you're somebody like me, I'm not going to look any of that shit up. I'm just going to play it as it comes along.
And the things that are small changes, it's not as big a deal. But there are some very, very fundamental changes out there, like Lich's Feet.
I just don't understand the logistics of not creating the new cards, which are probably pretty cheap to print, and you could probably sell them pretty easily.
Sure.
I don't understand why.
Or if they had it as a web store exclusive, too.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't understand why that's an expensive, not good alternative, because it seems like that's the cheapest alternative out there.
I would like to see some sort of option. I don't care what the option is, but I'd like to see some sort of option.
What are you guys keeping at?
I looked over at Brian's phone, and there was a headline on there that terrified and confused me, and then I looked at the top of the screen, and it was The Onion. But for a second, I didn't know it was The Onion, and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Are you going to say the headline?
Yeah. It was Syria conflict intensifies as bears enter war. And it was just bears mauling people in Syria. And I was like, oh my God. Who, The Onion. Okay.
Oh, wait.
But anyway, I mean, it's not that big of a deal either way. At the end of the day, it's just not a big deal either way, because there's how many out there? How many erratas are there?
Well,
it's like six pages at this point.
It's six pages. It's not that big of a deal. If you're a competitive player, you know about it. If you're a casual player, you are bound to get hurt by it at some point. But it's not that big of a deal because you're a casual player and you probably don't care.
It's not as bad as...
You'll get over
it. So people just need to make sure that their meta is aware of it.
Well, like the more... Yeah. At least the errata is not as bad as random purple ruling on the rules forum.
Yes.
Which there should be a collective.
That is a problem. That's a problem for me because I run into that. I run into the purple train at tournaments where it's like somebody does something. I'm like, that is so not legal. They're like, a purple ruled on it. I'm like, all right, well, how do we settle this argument? Yeah. Because you don't know where on the forums that purple ruling is.
Then they're wrong.
We have our phones.
Yeah.
We're going to spend an hour looking it up.
Purple rulings, you have to ask the person who's running it, and hopefully they're more in the know.
I've been ruled against in things that I knew were right because judges don't know real rules.
You ask for Nathan.
Yeah.
And then you move on. And if you're arguing with him, then he's wrong.
99% of times, the infernal rulings are not rulings at all. Like, 99% of times, they're just...
Clarification
of stuff that is obviously correct.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's sometimes. It's pretty uncommon, but usually those end up in the errata
eventually.
They do,
eventually. Yep. Yes. I would agree with that.
I actually...
That's the intent of the errata, is purple rulings that are actual rulings.
Yeah, I learned something new just recently on a purple ruling that I would not have... I would have ruled the other way, and now it is.
What's that?
Well, during a frenzy, you don't get to do, like, anything bonus. And one of the things it specifically says is that you can't make additional attacks.
Sure.
I would have had a berserking frenzied model continue to attack things.
Oh, a model with berserk?
I would have, because berserk's not optional. It just happens. And I probably would have ruled it that way. Are there beasts with berserk? Maybe not. The point is, berserk would not happen during, because the question came up, people were asking about snacking.
Well, doesn't Berserk say initial... Oh, no, it doesn't say initial attack.
It's during your activation.
It does say during your activation.
During activation. But so, like, it's not an optional attack. It's mandatory, but it's still trumped by the cannot make an additional attack of the frenzy. So, you know. But,
snacking still works, though?
They were still discussing that.
Interesting.
If I had a gun to my head right now, I'd say you do not snack because it's optional, but...
I know that there are some weird things that a lot of people don't know.
Get a gun.
Like, Circle players know this, but most other people don't, which is your Warpoles are forced to warp for strength.
Yeah.
When they frenzy?
90% of people do, like, auto-fire and strafe wrong. Like, you people still, like, they'll get, like, five strafe attacks, and they'll go, okay, I'm going to put two on the main guy, one on this guy, one on this guy, and one on that guy, and you don't do that. You just go, okay, first attack's there, roll to hit, roll damage. Now the second attack's there, roll to hit, roll damage.
Ooh, that's better than I play it.
Note that I said roll, hit, roll damage. I did not say finish it. Because you don't check for tough, you don't check for transfers, you don't check for sanguine bond. You go through point, roll, hit, roll damage, point, roll, hit, roll damage, point, roll, hit, roll damage, and then all of them finish at the same time.
Really?
That's the same thing as backswing, basically.
Yep, backswing's the same way. So you do that, and so like
against trolls or something. So a tough model, you're like, hit, kill, I'll hit him again and kill him
just
again.
Just to be sure, and stack up the tough checks.
And auto fire, right? Same way.
Yeah, auto fire, strafe, backswing, all of those work that same way.
That's better than the way I played it, because I was always like, two here, one here, one here. Oh, I killed him with the first hit. That sucks.
Yep. Most people do it that way.
Interesting.
And that way's wrong.
I learned something new today. My Seraph just got better.
Yeah. Still can't kill Xerxes.
That game was redonkulous.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I should have won that game on scenario, except I couldn't hit any. My Seraph failed to kill lots of things that game.
Brian got dice screwed some other game recently, so he was due.
It backed up.
You had some terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, I lost a few Magnus.
Yeah, that's how bad it was.
That's pretty bad.
Like, hey, remember when I got Cro-Mac on Midas and he couldn't do anything about it?
Yeah.
Sometimes shit happens.
Yeah. Sometimes
that's
shit
okay. Then Nathan couldn't do anything the next round of that tournament against me. So
that is true.
That happened.
It was karma. Your snake eyes all like waited and then they came back out of my dice.
Nathan had amazing dice on Sunday when we played, or Saturday. Was it Saturday, War of the Ring?
Saturday, War of the Ring.
So Nathan's not allowed to complain with dice for a while because he had an amazing game.
For anyone who knows War of the Ring, I succeeded every single hunt check. That's
every
all I'm going to say.
Every single check?
Every single hunt check, I found him.
Wow.
And like, they were almost all reveals. Like, it was disastrous. Like, Frodo and Sam just had a brass band like with them going through the forest, just like just hitting on the drums and everything.
You barely
are like, oh, there they are.
You won the game with the Fellowship still in Moria. Is that what you're saying?
They did make it to
there. They made it to Moria. They were so.
But I got kind of. I mean, I got close considering how bad luck I had.
Yeah, I yeah.
It was fun. It was still fun. That game is always fun though.
That game is always fun.
It's so thematic that even when it's there's games that are thematic enough that it doesn't matter.
Gondor,
like, same thing. Like, that's why I'm okay with how dicey Ogre is. Like, Ogre's a 1d6 and you can just roll a shitload of ones and get fucked, but it's so thematic and fun that I don't care.
Yeah. That reminds me of the Firefly board game. Like, if it weren't the Firefly board game, I would probably nitpick some issues with the mechanics of the game, but it's Firefly and it's super thematic, so yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, as long as you play it every so often. You can't be like a serious mode to play that game because you'll be upset.
I think the best way to play the game is with the show on in the background.
And drunk, naked.
And not play the version where when somebody gets to 5,000, they just declare the game over.
Well, yeah, that mission was lame.
Well, there's like four of those.
Well, yeah, but there's expansion comes out. Actually, expansion was supposed to come out in December. I don't know if it did. And there'll be more and more missions coming out for the game. That game will just get better with expansion, which is nice. We should probably move on to our zappity grumbles.
Yeah, we're going to zap the grumbles.
Yeah, how long have we been going? What's the timer saying?
I think forever.
An hour. Almost exactly.
So we got to move
there
on.
There were a lot of zappities and a lot of grumbles. We posted it earlier so our European friends could post.
Hopefully you guys will take all these boxes him. With you.
No, I wasn't planning to.
These are gifts for Loki. Yeah. Loki gets to play with the boxes and wrapping paper.
Please take the boxes with me. I moved so many boxes in.
I won't be taking the boxes with us.
Taking all the boxes?
No.
Katie, all right, let's grumble the zappities.
Taking all the boxes.
I don't think I have Twitter on my tablet. That was a.
I do, but mine's up in my car. Yeah, you guys promised you would do the zappities and the grumbles.
Fuck you.
I have it on my phone. He has a computer right there.
Well, one of you needs.
I am sick.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I've been sitting next to you.
Somebody do something.
Zappity.
Grumble.
That wasn't helpful.
All right, here we go. His first question is from William Hahn. Have you guys tried BioShock Infinite board game? If so, good. Any good? Question mark.
Brian and I have played it against each other. Are we the only two who have played it?
I haven't
played
it.
What is it?
The BioShock Infinite board game.
We haven't played it.
It's a two-player. It's basically like War of the Ring. It could be two or four, but you really just play two players.
Okay.
It basically takes the two fat... In BioShock Infinite, your main character is running around. There's like these two factions at war,
mm-hmm.
But the board game is just about the two factions at war, and then the characters from the game are kind of like
the game
controls where they go, so it's always random. So both players have to just deal with them showing up and just messing with you really badly. But I like it. It's a shorter two player game, but it still has a lot of bits. It's a lot of pieces. It's like a $90 board game.
Wow!
But I like it. It's got a good amount of replayability, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I'd play it again. I totally kicked Brian's ass, so I'm undefeated at it right now.
You are 1-0.
1-0, motherfuckers.
Oh, he had a PS. What helps P. Haley against armor? The question is, fuck P. Haley, who cares?
Yeah.
Fucking Colossal helps P. Haley against armor. Sormo.
I don't...
Fuck you. Yeah. Zappity.
Gumbo.
Epic does. Flail. Ooh, another podcast is asking this question.
All right.
Dogs, man's best friend, or bloody... Hobby hazard.
Yes.
Depends on how big the dog or how little the dog. It's big dogs
are
tails.
The best.
We're babysitting Jordan's dog right now. He's in a cage.
At the moment.
He's tiny.
He's tiny. His cage is huge.
Because he's in Malcolm's cage.
He's a Shiba. Everybody's all about the Shibas nowadays.
Yeah, they're popular.
And all the weeaboos.
I will say that dogs can be dangerous. Like, I've definitely had Malcolm go through and clear off a desk of stuff with his tail, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. It's better than clearing off a desk with his mouth.
Yes.
So, like, basically, get a dog, snip its tail off.
You are a terrible person and should die.
Just get I hope you never find those two pieces. They have a little stub tail.
Or a corgi.
It's really tiny.
I was trying to give a gamer solution.
Is that natural or is that a snip?
The little doggy tail?
Do boxers actually have short tails or is that just...
I think boxers actually have short tails. It's not a common mutilation. I don't think it's a common mutilation.
I know the pointy
Because I know Dobermans have big floppy ears and a long tail normally, because my roommate had one that was unmutilated, and he was adorable. Yeah. He was the goofiest moron dog ever.
Zappity?
Grumble.
Tim Simpson asks, best underused unit in the game?
Bone grinders.
Ooh, very good.
I don't know. The shrimp used to... I didn't used to see a lot of...
Shut up. The shrimp are bad.
I didn't used to see a lot of play on them, but I've seen them a lot more.
No, don't use shrimp. She's kidding.
House guard, rifleman.
Fuck you.
Crows, cutthroats.
Ooh.
If you can get a to-hit buff on him.
Sorry.
Or just knock down a caster.
Syphilis.
Syphilis?
Syphilis.
The Overlord unit.
That's not
They're a three-man unit.
They're terrible.
The three-man unit.
The drudges are bad, but the overlords are the three-man unit.
See, Krix
really
actually has two ally units.
Yeah.
That no one can take.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Krix can take them.
Yeah. Kevin Brandt asks, next caster locks to be given an errata buff. No idea. Terminus, he's never very good.
Fuck you. I still wish Zerkova's Theme Force allowed Vanguards to be Arcanauts.
Immorgul gets Reach? Maybe. That'd be awesome.
Aww.
No.
Immorgul gets his old feet back?
Yeah.
No.
Brian's erection never ends.
Hey, where are those two pieces that...
Stop talking about those pieces.
Zappity.
Nobody has a legit caster?
Well, the thing is, I think a lot of the ret casters could use some help, but I don't think they're unplayable. Gareth's pretty bad. Kalissa's okay.
Kalissa's... Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Gareth is your weakest caster. Kalissa is legit.
Kalissa's super fun. Playing her in tournaments, I had trouble winning with her.
Well, that's you.
That's true, but...
Yeah, I think everyone seems to agree that Gumbior needs something.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's actually a good answer.
More gun.
Yeah, he needs to have the conquest gun. That'll be his gun.
Oh god!
I'd shoot okay. 14 inches with a 5-inch AOE. Just boom,
kaboom. That's
4. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Zappy.
Crumble. Crumble. Right. Peter Boyce asks: Eclipse, Rise of the Ancients, worth getting or a waste of time? Question mark.
That's the expansion with the new races, right?
I have to add
right?
the question mark, because otherwise you wouldn't know it's a question.
That was the expansion with the new races, right? I think it was great.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it.
It adds in alliances. If you like in Eclipse, it's a very good thing. We stopped playing Eclipse because we don't like missiles. Some places don't think it's a problem. We did.
Or they fix it, which is fixable. There are many possible ways to fix missiles.
Yes. Yeah. The expansion does add a lot of neat things.
If you are going to play Eclipse, play it with the expansion.
Yes. Agreed.
All right. I don't know what's that word.
Everybody! Zappity. Oh, you just touched something, Zappity. Everybody, quickly Grumble. Shout a Japanese word without using bukkake. Go.
Konnichiwa.
Tokyo.
Hoto dogo ni o daisuke desu ne.
Godzilla, which is not actually Godzilla.
I just asked if people like hot dogs.
Bukkake. Fuck you! I do what I want.
Zappity.
All right, Grumble. Benjamin Glover also asks. In co-op games, how do you solve the alpha gamer presents the best solution and runs the player's turns thing?
You play Space Alert.
No. You can do that.
Outside of Space Alert, it can be a problem. You need a game group that will just turn to the person doing that and say, shut up and let us play.
Except if he's right.
No, even if he's right.
Okay, so then you all purposely fuck yourselves over by not doing what...
He'll control that one turn, and then in that turn you say, all right, shut up and stop doing that, and the next turn you get to play yourself.
So then the point is then the next turn comes around, right. And as a team you're still trying to win, and if there's a better strategy to do, he just has to bite his tongue while you guys don't play suboptimally.
Here's the thing, it depends who you're playing with, because we were playing Zombicide with my parents, who are not... I mean, big gamers, they're just not. No. And Jeremy had to yell at me because I was telling him what to do. I wasn't giving them the opportunity to learn. That being said, whenever they were about to do something ridiculously stupid, I opened my mouth and said, that might not be the best idea. But you have to let them learn.
There's definitely a difference. Like, you could play Arkham Horror a bunch of different ways. And someone may not be doing the absolute most optimal thing, but maybe they're doing something that's just fine. So, I mean, there's a difference in saying, hey, no, wait, if you mathematically, you know, there's a way of saying, okay, what you're about to do is stupid, we're all going to lose if you do it, and saying, okay, do what you want to do because it's fun, and as long as it's not the game-ending mistake, you can just
There's a big difference between telling someone what to do with all of their actions in Zombicide and Katie's little sister as the last acting character on her last action saying, I want to search.
Sure. Be like, no.
No, you don't.
I want
to walk away from the runner you're standing a space away from.
I mean, sometimes someone's like, I'm going to go left and deal with stuff. I'm going to go right and deal with stuff. Someone might say, hey, why don't you go left, you go right? But then they do what they're going to do their own way, but we kind of covered zones.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is if you have somebody like that, but you think your idea is legitimate, then you can actually have a conversation and say, well, I think that this will work because of X and Y. Why do you think that will work? Because if you turn it into a conversation as opposed to like, oh, okay, I guess I'll do what he said because he also had an idea, then... You can, one, learn yourself, and two, the person who had the idea and they thought that it was better might decide that it's fine to do it your way, too.
The other solution is play a co-op game with a balanced group of gamers, because when the five of us play Zombicide, that's not a problem, because we're all roughly equally good at Zombicide.
Unless you want to get in a car and your name is Nathan.
That worked. We all died. That was not my fault.
It was not.
It was that random bad. There was one card in the. No, we were fine. There was one card in the fucking deck that double activated everything. That was bad card draw. We would have been fine if it weren't for that bad card draw.
There's more than one card. When we played with my parents,
that card came up back to back.
Came up back to back.
Right. And that's what happened to us, and that's what fucked us. Was because the card came up, swarmed, and then card came up and activated all the zombies. The only reason we failed was because of bad card draw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My point remains, before we all started picking on Nathan, my point remains that that's the other way to solve the problem. If you have one person that is just better at the game than everyone else, yes, the co-op game is inherently flawed in that state.
Jim, I still stand behind just play Space Horde.
Jim loves it. Like Arkham Horror, Jim loves it so much. He, when he plays, he literally, because he knows he'll turn on the alpha player, he just literally just stops talking, like, turns. He's like, because he knows he can't help himself, so he just like, doesn't let himself speak for like 5-10 minutes.
Kind of fits with my whole idea about Sentinels as well. He's like, you're going to be playing a villain, and like, well, then you have to be playing this hero, you have to be playing this hero, and you have to be playing this hero, and you have to make sure you have that out, and that out, and that out. Yeah,
It depends what you're... I mean, with co-op games, I don't go in them with as much competitiveness as with non-co-op games, because I'm there to have fun with my friends as opposed to beat the game. I like beating the game. That's fun, but I would prefer, you know, to have fun.
Another good solution is play a game that's co-op competitive. Like, for instance...
Fortune and Glory.
But even still...
Because if you're unwilling to leave the room to discuss a plan, you're probably not going to spoil your plan in front of the opponents.
I just worry that even still, like, if you and Katie are a team and me and Brian are a team, mm-hmm. and Katie is hypothetical. No, I'm going to switch this because it's more obvious. If you're an idiot and Katie's better at the game, you guys are going to leave the room and she's just going to say, no, you're an idiot. This is the right thing to do. And then you'll come back and you're going to do Katie's plan.
That's what I'm saying. You say no leaving the room and then the problem's fixed.
How is the problem fixed? Katie's still just going to say, I mean, she could
She's probably not going to, because especially if what she's telling me to do is something that you guys could effectively try to head us off at, she's not going to say it.
Like, she wouldn't say out loud how you're ruining your guys' chances?
One would hope.
Okay.
I'm just saying it helps with the problem.
What would probably happen is I would just say, that would be a bad idea. Don't do that.
Yes.
Because there chances are, if I have a plan, it doesn't really matter what you do as long as it's something semi-productive.
As long as it's not dumb.
And so then, because I guess what I'm not saying is, like, the big issue here is, let's take this to the extreme, Jeremy's really new at this game and really doesn't know.
Legitimately don't know what to do.
So you're like, that'd be a bad idea. And he's like, well, then I'll do that. No, that would be a bad idea. Well, I'll do that. No, no, that's a bad idea. Like, eventually, I mean, you either have to let him tank your team or you have to just do his turn.
And that's my point, that I think co-op games are fundamentally flawed when you're really unbalanced knowledge levels.
With new players, like any game, you have to kind of tell them, even if you play, competitive games, even with a new player, we're going to tell them, like, wait, no, don't do that because you're going to screw yourself.
Yes.
I mean,
but the difference with that is usually when you're teaching some, if you know you're teaching new people a game, it's different than when we're all getting together to play a game together for fun. This is a teaching game. We're going to possibly lose, and I'm probably going to have to try to offer some friendly direction.
And
then we're just going to lose as a team, and then at the end they'll be like, oh, I get the game now, and then we'll play again and we'll have fun.
A competitive game, you can kind of pull your punches against them. A co-op game, the board game does not know to pull its punches against a new player.
Well,
but
there's a difference between somebody directing what the person is doing and explaining to them why that's what they
should
do.
That is true.
And I think that the problem people have is when you're directing people as opposed to being just, like, hey, this is what you want to do, and this is the reason we typically do this. When you're teaching,
where you're actually just playing the game for the person rather than that person. That person's his experience in the game is I'm just in the passenger seat and you just drive.
Right. Yeah, like you may as well be taking my turn for
me. Yeah, exactly.
And I've even yelled at Jeremy in games for him doing that.
Yes.
Like,
specifically, War Machine.
Yes.
Our most fun co-op games are also extremely thematic. So, in many ways, I don't care if I'm winning or losing because the game itself is just so much fun that it doesn't really matter.
Like, it's
to me.
A lot of fun to get in a car and just drive over a shitload of zombies.
Yeah, or you do
that. I went
that.
Toot toot, and I just ran over all those fuckers.
And we all died.
And then I leveled up like 4 times, so all the zombies got harder.
So all the zombies came out red. Because that was fun.
But don't worry, it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't your fault.
We mapped it out. If those cartoons had come up, we would have been fine.
Yeah, Nathan mapped. It out.
We were fine.
Everyone was like, wow.
But the point is, the person should walk away. The person should walk away knowing more about the game than when they started. If you are playing a co-op game and the person who is being directed doesn't know anything else about the game than when they started, then you're playing with somebody who doesn't know how to teach a game.
Then you as a teacher have failed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like bringing your girlfriend to D&D where all she's doing is just rolling dice and you're dictating everything that they're doing.
Girls can't role play.
I'm just saying like that's usually when things go
you
bad.
You do hear about that. Yeah. Well, I think we zappity.
That's 15 minutes for that, so question. Zappity. Yeah.
Grumble.
Also just play Space Alert.
Only four more text things to go here.
In like Twitter or Facebook?
In Twitter. The Twitterverse.
I've got Facebook. There's a million
Is
Facebook.
There anything nice in the Midwest that can help me legitimize my War Machine tour as a real hobby? If there was, we'd do it.
Is there anything
That would
He wants an excuse to come here apart from just War Machine.
It depends.
No, he wants to be
Midwest.
He wants to basically yeah. Exactly.
Madison is a beautiful area just to come and see.
Preferably not in the winter.
How big of Midwest are we going? Like,
He wants to be able to support his hobby so he can just go on a tour of
He wants an excuse to go on a tour of the Midwest.
Well, there's the Frank Lloyd Wright House. Or not the Frank
House
Lloyd
Wright. House on the Rock.
House on the Rock. It's not Frank Lloyd Wright.
Big fuck you to Frank Lloyd
Wright. Yeah. So that's actually really cool. There's
House on the Rock. Yeah, it's like, ooh,
I mean, if you come in the summer, there's like all sorts of concerts in
State Street.
Chicago.
State Street's amazing.
Like the blues festivals. There's art fairs. There's tons of stuff in Chicago.
That August
right
only playing War Machine, so none of that really.
Yeah, but you can go do something like America E, and then you can go to the Dice Dojo and play War Machine too.
Yeah.
I mean, Chicago's obvious. You got tons of tourist trappy stuff to do in Chicago any time of the year.
Right.
Sure.
We have some cheese Madison here. Specifically, I think State Street's awesome.
Yep. I think there's a lot of cool stuff to do. Madison, Chicago. Don't ever go to Iowa. It's a shitty state.
It is awful. A shitty state. Unfortunately, it is actually a shitty state. I wouldn't recommend going there for a vacation.
Yeah, trolling aside, it does suck.
Other than like Keith and Chad who come here, the rest of them, like, John's too good for us. He's a big podcast because he doesn't have to come to Madison.
Yeah,
because
he owns
an
LLC now.
Yeah. So
I mean, there's lots of things that you can do. I would prefer. It's probably better if you come in like the spring because the weather will just be nicer.
Yeah.
But then there's also like Lake Michigan you can go to, and you can go to that like, and you can go to Milwaukee and then go to
Wisconsin
Lake
Dells. That's a lot of fun.
Oh,
stuff.
The Dells! Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you can see the world's shittiest city.
The Dells
it's
is
such
a shitty city. There's
run-down
fun
place.
Touristy stuff to do there, but boy, is that city run down.
Oh no, the city's awful. like
it's a home for misery, that city.
Yeah, you know, it's like you know, like the sci-fi movies or whatever. Where, like the parasite is just making the host body move around. It's just this shell husk. That's the tourist trap of the Dells has sucked the actual city dry.
Yeah.
But
the tourist trap's great.
The tourist trap's cool.
Yeah.
It's also staffed almost entirely by Russian teenage girls.
What?
Like, it's just, there's tons of them that come over there to work for the summer.
I did not know that.
Oh, okay. It's just a thing. Like, Russian kids come over and work the Dells.
I've never been to the Dells before.
Never?
It's really, you wouldn't want to grow up there.
No. I've been to the casino.
We go to the casino. We go to the outlets. The water parks are actually amazing.
Cruising Chubbies? Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Next question. Zappity.
Grumble.
Who has the biggest guns? Take that as you will.
Katie, look at those pythons.
All right, next question.
Oh, rock hard muscles.
Zach Glick asks, Convergence looks fun, but are they a playable faction before the corollary is officially out?
No.
Playable, yes.
Winnable?
Competitive?
You'll win a local 16-man tourney with a little bit of luck. You're not going to win War Machine Weekend.
You don't think you need more than a little bit of luck without the corollary?
It depends how good you are.
And some other pieces.
Axis,
with what's out right now?
Axis and Axis doesn't necessarily need them because he runs heavy infantry. All the corollary really does is increase his feet range,
but
which
not
is
all
handy.
But not all your heavy infantry is out yet.
No, his light infantry is fine. And you have reciprocators, and eradicators come out next month. So Axis is playable, infantry heavy. Tier 4 Aurora isn't the best thing, but it's playable. Syntherion, I've been running the Syntherion list without the corollary. It wants the corollary. It'll
it
be
really
a million times better with the corollary, but it's playable now. It's hamstrung, but it's not awful, is all I'm saying. Like, you aren't auto-losing.
Well, there you go.
So there you have it.
Our last question is from Trevor.
Is it better than Gators?
Hi, Sam.
Better than Gators, yeah.
Travis asks, favorite gift you received this holiday?
I'm going with the Sheldon bobblehead. I've been playing the long haul game. I actually love the Big Bang Theory. I was just hoping I could trick Brian into trolling me.
Mine is the sweater that I wore to Mary Mayhem.
The penguin with the bow tie?
Mm-hmm.
That was a sweet sweater.
It was a sweet sweater.
It was a sweeter.
It was pretty cool. I'm really excited. I got the Throne of Everblight for Christmas for my folks. The third Arrow Blade's pretty sweet, and I was never going to buy it myself.
Have you assembled it yet?
I sent it to Marshall to assemble it.
Oh, Marshall, Marshall, do it upside down. That thing looks awesome upside down. I just want to see somebody disassemble theirs upside down, because it's like, this is waving its noodle arms.
Okay, this is a little off topic. Do any of you know if he ever finished his inappropriate hentai-esque throne?
I'm sure he, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. He was planning that for a long time.
Right.
Andy?
What?
What was your favorite Christmas present?
Everyone's like looking at me right now.
That's because it's your turn to answer the question.
It was your Minecraft axe. I know.
I do like the Minecraft pickaxe. It's pretty awesome.
Did we all three almost got for you?
Yeah.
I did get it.
But it was...
I had it in my hand.
I bought and returned it.
I think sadly, it's a gift I gave myself. I gave myself the PS4. So
that's a pretty good gift.
Yeah. I gave myself Ogre, so...
Yeah.
Pretty good. I love all my gifts.
My favorite gift will be when someone sends me those two missing pieces from my level 7 game. I'm going to go home. They're going to be on the counter just by themselves, and I'm going to fucking move. I'm going to run out of the apartment and never come back because then I know I'm haunted. It's like, I guess I believe in ghosts now.
That's a thing. That's a thing that happened in your life.
So I was going to say, like, shall we play a game, like, in blood?
I'm just going to run, and I'm not going to come back. I'm like, everything there is lost. There's none of that. Well, maybe it was just my imagination. Ooh. Nope, I'm out. 100% all right.
Out. Good news.
We still have a whole bunch more to go.
Go, go, go. Right,
go, go. Zappity Grumble.
What do you do with a drunken soldier?
Soldier? What? We had Sailor last week.
Fuck him. Move on. Zappity Grumble.
You're going
to... Wow. Katie's just in.
Yeah. Apparently.
Why are there no spoilers for the new Merc Warcaster this far? It freaks me out.
Yeah, because they don't even know species or gender or anything.
Nothing about them. Because secretly what's going to happen is there's going to be nothing in the new book for you except the Earthbreaker, and we're all going to laugh maniacally.
Nah. My guess is it's going to be a new Magnus or Ashlyn.
They're not going to do... Really? Magnus 3?
They could do
Magnus 3. Magnus 3 on a horse. Unit, or it could be a unit with the air.
That would actually be kind of sexy.
With the air.
H-E-I-R. With Vintor's son.
That would actually be kind of sexy. That would be really cool.
I thought, hair, like, he's got, like, the Katie's got it.
Yeah. With moose antlers. Good Zappity. Job, Katie.
Grumble.
Like 80s rock.
Also, best Kator casters to take against Legion and Scorn.
Against Legion and Scorn?
I don't know.
Sorsha 2. One. Sorsha 2.
Yeah. Sorsha 2.
Butcher 1. Sorsha 2. Well, good choices.
Yeah, Butcher 1 also.
They both
amazing.
Go beast heavy, so hypothetically that Sorsha 2 list with all the, like, all the sniper things so that you can take out their spirits and then freeze them when they can't shake would work well.
Yep. I think that Butcher 1 or Sorsha 2 just kills them dead.
Yeah.
Well, also that, too.
It's like, I took out your spirit, I killed you.
That is also true. Well, this was Sorsha 2 anyway.
Yeah.
It's true.
Is that any?
Grumble.
Who would you rather take your mother out for a nice candlelit dinner, a movie, and finally a hard X-rated dicking? M. Night Shyamalan, the Lincoln Ding-Dong, Gary Busey, or Jeremy?
My mom's dead. Thanks for reminding me.
That's not me.
That's not true at all.
It's Arian Drake Rao.
That's a terrible question.
I'm going Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
I'm with Busey.
It was a great show too.
Yeah.
My mom would like Gary Busey.
Say two of those options, like, you can't say Jeremy.
I can't say Jeremy. I'm down to two, and I'm going to go Gary Busey of the two that are left.
My mom's a little racist, so I don't think she liked the other one.
Shyamalan would just take his mask off and be Jeremy and just go, what a twist!
Katie?
What does she care? Her mom's dead.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a really insensitive question.
Did she die the last couple days? Because she was fine the other day.
I was just trying to make him feel bad.
I was chatting with her on the Facebook. I was like...
And you killed her with your bad chatting.
Yeah. She's like, I can't take Brian's chatting anymore.
I've heard that before.
No, she's fine,
Crumble.
By the way.
You gonna say who?
Oh, my mom. She's fine.
No, I... Never mind.
She is fine.
That's what Jeremy said.
Oh,
wow.
Well, you did say you guys look very similar, but she's more attractive, so obviously you'd... that's where you started.
Zappity.
Grumble.
We already talked about this on the podcast, with supposed Assyria rumors. Too good to be true.
Too good to be true.
Yep. Zappity.
Grumble.
Who is your favorite doctor, and what do you expect from Peter Capaldi as the new doctor?
Dr. Farnsworth.
I was going to say my doctor, my, you know,
I want
actual
the
doctor.
Doctor Who would have been amazing.
Yeah, mine is Doctor Who.
My actual favorite of the Doctors from Doctor Who is the seventh, Sylvester McCoy. I really like the way they were going with his story arc before it got canceled. They were going some dark route where, like, he had some sinister secret where he was actually kind of putting his companions in danger on purpose. And then, unfortunately, the show was canceled before they could reveal what it was all about.
No. I've always known as... since I'm not a recent fan of Doctor Who, I only like Tom Baker. That was when I was a kid. Yeah, that's when I actually saw it back then.
My favorite Doctor is Bones McCoy.
No, it's of the Doctor Who Doctors.
But I don't watch Doctor Who.
Have you heard there's a song about Dr. McCoy that you may not have heard before that I'm going to play for you because it's fucking amazing.
Okay.
No, would not be it. Also, Capaldi's amazing in the thick of it. I'm super excited.
Are you singing the song right now?
In my head, I am.
Oh, I thought you were breaking the song for us. I'm going to say David Tennant. I'm going to go with the new Doctor.
He's my second favorite behind McCoy. Tennant's amazing. What
Kidding.
Are you doing?
Zappity. I'm conducting so you can sing.
It's techno, so I'm not going to sing it.
Zappity.
Some skillets. Nobody's answering Jeremy. That's
Gumbel.
Gumbo? Is that what you said?
Gumbo.
Zappity Gumbo?
Gumbo.
Gumbo.
World's longest, slowest Zappity Grumble, by the way.
Oh, my God. It's like sloths.
All right. Why can't Jeremy be good?
And that's a long
it's a nature nurture versus question. <It's not>
We will have a special podcast about that.
Oh, good. I'll look forward to that.
Some new documentary narrated by Oprah on the Discovery Channel.
It's happening.
Someone post
Gumbo.
I should have sent a text and asked where my missing pieces are. So we should go find them.
You have to read the questions before we say Zappity Grumble.
No, I was... I just realized that he was... This guy who was commenting about the... Who would take your mother out for a nice candlelit dinner. And one of the other side things, you had to be present for all three things. So... But anyway, it's still Gary Busey.
Still Gary Busey.
That's Zappity Grumble.
What?
Oh my God, this question is so fucking long. Why is it the Shatterhorn Satyr... used more with Cro-Mac, with Warpath, and his normal move, he has 9 inches, and with his jump, he's anywhere completely within 5. I got jump on the Testament player who thought he was safe behind a jack. I would have had him had I remembered the Pureblood's Animus to get past Tom's feet. He could also get Gorax's Animus to hit harder.
Was that question from you, Ross?
TLDR, why don't people use the Shadowhorn more?
With
Cro-Mac.
Answers, I don't know. I think he's good.
Yeah.
I used to use the goats a lot more, but the stalker is just so good, especially the sprint. And if you have wild aggression on him, then the Mat 6 isn't really that big of a deal.
I thought he had a little Mat.
Huh?
It's a big deal. Mat 7's better.
And he has... and he has reach, which, I mean, he can't jump anywhere he wants, obviously, but he still can get him across
jump.
The board pretty quickly.
Jump.
The advance and jump is further distance, actually, than a charge with reach.
Yeah, but
so,
I mean
for what that's worth. Although, you can give a free charge, you can't give a free jump.
You can't give
a
free jump.
Correct.
And the thing is, it's going to be pretty specialized need to need the goat to jump. To some place where, as a charge, you will usually be able to.
And he's kind of pillow-fisted, and his reversal thing when it works is good, but people can buff their mat or knock you down, and then it doesn't work, and you're sad.
Yeah,
right.
But I think he's a decent. I think if I recall correctly, he costs more than I think he should.
He costs seven.
He costs
a lot for a pillow-fisted guy with low boxes.
Because if you're going to take somebody with pillow fist, then you're probably going to take one of the rocks.
Well, the other problem is the goats have worse defensive stats than the warwolves do.
So I don't. It's just that the stalker's so good. I mean, but we'll see. I don't know.
I broke it.
Depends what your list looks like, I guess.
All right, ready?
Send Katie your list, and she'll critique it.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Why does Nathan not have his own late night talk show, and Major Tusk being his Ed McMahon?
Excellent question.
We'll get Kickstarter on that.
Hey-o!
Wow. Weird, wild stuff. I did not know that.
He could be the next Conan.
Conan.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why is Nibbler coming out of the professor's pants?
Because he was supposed to be standing on his feet, but I couldn't get him to stick there.
So instead
he's
stuck
from the side,
penis.
Nibbler's antenna just looks like the professor has a very sad penis.
It does.
He's pretty old. It probably is pretty sad.
It is a one-eyed monster.
Gross.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Does Jeremy fetish have to do with food?
Nope.
Zappity.
Grumble.
One step closer, world.
What is the best model filler putty for metal and plastic? Just green stuff.
Silly putty.
Enough super glue. You just keep pouring super glue in there. It'll until work. It's full.
Yeah, it'll just work. Get in touch with the guy who gave Nathan his things, but no thanks, Pike.
Those things were great.
Because you could fill gaps with
or Play-Doh. That fucking Play-Doh. Giraffe neck guys.
I almost bought everyone's on Play-Doh.
Oh, I like Play-Doh.
And I was looking for gifts. I almost bought Jordan an Easy Bake Oven. They were on sale.
That's hilarious.
They just started making those not pink and purple because they wanted boys to be able to have
them.
Yeah,
the one I saw was all like, you know, like it was like make like zombies and things. Like you did.
I wanted one of those when I was a kid, and my mom told me that we had a real oven, so I didn't need it. She clearly didn't understand the light bulb technology.
Speaking of boys getting gifts for Christmas or for birthdays, this is my favorite episode ever of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry gets a kid a sewing machine.
And one's great. Yeah. Oh, my God. With the fucking swastika.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Everyone needs to go see that. So.
Curb Your Enthusiasm in general. It's just, yes.
You can't wait. I actually really like the show, but I can't watch too much in a row because it really hurts your brain.
You need to watch in small doses.
All right.
Zippity.
Crumble. Will you guys come over to my house and play with me?
Do you have food?
Cue pianist joke.
But everyone's invited to Katie's this Saturday for the big party. Travis might be there, right? Travis, you're going to be there. Ben
Langsay.
Ben Langsay might come.
Jeremy will be there.
I will be there.
They're serving cookies.
Brian is a maybe.
Brian's maybe. He said he's also maybe, depending on what his schedule is like. Yeah. He'll be in town anyway.
Where does this person live? What are we playing? And is there free food?
It's Robert Johnson.
I don't know who that is.
I've met him before.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's at, though. So.
Then no.
Sorry. You got to give us an address, you know?
Yeah, because that's what he wants on our Twitter feed. A Twitter feed full of insane
people.
If
you post your home address on Twitter, we might come there.
But,
steal your level 7 pieces.
Yes. We need your address, and we need the menu, and we need the game plan.
Give me your address. You supply the booze. I'm bringing Fortress America.
How much sex will be involved?
Like, never enough.
Enough.
No such thing.
I might not be there.
There's a drunken soldier.
Actually, chafing is where it's enough.
Oh, Zappy.
Gumble.
That's what he said.
Would a two-list Bart Galleon Ostrom Earthbreaker be a good pairing? I guess.
Wonderful.
As long as you never face anyone with backlash.
Yep.
Who's the best caster with Earthbreaker?
I think Ostrom. Durgan's a close... All the dwarf casters are good with
it. The dwarf casters are actually all
good. Yeah, I think all three are really good.
It's a personal taste thing. Whether you think Snipe is better than Redline is better than Gorton being amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they all offer stuff.
That was from John Christensen. So,
son of a bitch.
Grumble.
He's all like cool because he went to Minnesota, was on Folks and Fury.
And Hacksaw with good questions. I always like Hacksaw's questions. When the inevitable Ghostbusters reboot occurs, who should play Venkman, also named Bill Murray's cameo?
Oh, good question. Venkman would be played by Sheldon's character.
I could see a Big Bang person being in the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it could be the whole fucking cast.
Ghostbusters. I'm so happy right now.
And Bill Murray will just appear.
I think Bill Murray will appear as what's the green ghost? Why am I forgetting the green
Slimer?
Ghost? Slimer as Slimer.
No, I think Bill Murray will just appear as a ghost. Just.
Or I'd just be a random ghost in the background or something.
Eating a sandwich.
I think the person who should play Venkman, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd would actually be good.
That'd be my.
Which one is he? Is he the one with the glasses?
No, Paul Rudd is...
No, I know who Paul Rudd is.
I don't know which one Venkman is.
Bill
Murray's character.
Oh, okay. He's the one that gets the chickadee.
Yeah.
Yes, with the Thorazine. And, you know. Okay. Or is it Thorazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 feet above her covers. Good ones. Yeah, Paul Rudd's fine. Seth Rogen.
See, I think Seth Rogen's too goofy. Like, just
I see Seth Rogen as being Dan Aykroyd's character.
Dan Aykroyd's character, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. The Rock.
Yes.
The Rock would be Ernie Hudson's character.
No, it'll be it'll be Aziz Ansari, or whatever that guy's name is.
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, it'll be.
Ron Swanson.
He could be a Spengler.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Anyway, Zappity.
Crumble.
Good question. That was fun.
Who is the weakest of the eight main factions and why? Well, sadly, people are leaving out like four factions?
Eight.
What eight main factions?
The four prime and the four primal. Yeah. So you have Signar, Krix, Menoth, Kador, Trolls, Legion, Circle, and
obviously,
Scorn.
Obviously, Krix is the weakest.
I would probably see that too, yeah. That seems good.
I think it's probably
Krix.
Trolls?
It's Trolls.
Krix.
It's Krix. It's Trolls.
Yeah, completely Krix. Sabity.
Grumble, I guess. We're trolling. We're giving up on that one.
Yeah. Nathan, I tried to answer honestly.
We're playing the troll card.
How dare we?
Is the carrier group the best of the cock theme force?
It's damn
it's
high
really
up there.
Good.
Yeah, it's
good.
I don't know if it's the best. I haven't seen everyone exploit all of them, but it's definitely a top contender at the very worst.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's something to watch out for.
I don't like Lucant. I think Aurora's is over. Yeah, nope, I'm going with yes.
It probably is, but
Cynthirion's actually might be better. Cynthirion and Carrier are the two best cock theme forces, I think.
Sweet. What does Cynthirion have again? I always forget.
The shitloads of jacks, and he gets a free jack. He gets all of his spells for one cheaper the first turn, and he just likes it. And it's kind of like a Shay theme force where it's what he wants to do anyway.
It's what he takes.
So it's completely bonus that you get all this free stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
He only gets one of the free, like, 4-point jacks, right?
I would never run Cynthirion not tier 4. It's like Shay in that you just literally would never not.
Well, you're only doing it now because the corollary doesn't exist.
I'm proxying the shit out of the corollary. Yes. But yes, in tournaments, like once those models are out, there's literally no reason to ever not run Cynthirion not in tier 4.
Correct.
But boom. It's legit.
Take that. Boom.
Zappity.
Grumble. Chris Siri asks us what we got for Christmas, which we kind of already
covered.
Went over.
Yep.
So Zappity Grumble. Worst tradition, Elf on a Shelf or 24 Hours of a Christmas Story?
I don't know what an Elf on a Shelf is.
Elf on the Shelf, because it's a stupid made-up tradition that's stupid and doesn't make sense.
I've never
stupid.
Heard of it before Facebook.
I haven't heard of it until this year.
I don't know what it is.
So for those, it's a retarded book that somebody made, and it comes with a little fake elf that you put on the shelf, and the elf watches your kids and reports back to Santa. So like every day the parents are supposed to like move the elf someplace wacky. First of all, you don't just get to make up traditions to sell your shitty fucking book. Second of all, Santa doesn't need elves because he's Santa.
Good point.
He's got a giant TV screen.
Third of all, the elf is fucking creepy.
You're saying Santa's like 1984, he watches this through our TV. Is that why everyone needs an Xbox One so they can Santa uses the Xbox One to watch
really
everyone?
Santa.
Is that what happened to Carol Ann?
But then people do like bad elf on a shelf and he like spills the cereal or
yeah it's I not, didn't know anything about stupid. That until this year that was the first time I've ever seen that.
Elf on a Shelf should be shot.
And Christmas Story is an amazing movie.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Horrible troll for everybody.
I've seen parts of it but not all of it.
Horrible troll for everybody.
I've never seen
go to YouTube and look up Christmas Story 2.
No, oh god.
And watch the trailer.
I apologize.
Just watch the trailer. Just do it.
No.
If you love A Christmas Story, you need to see it.
No.
Yeah.
You need to share the pain that I had.
No.
Yeah. If you love seeing things you love defiled, grumble.
Side note, somebody at my work actually has the leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
Sure.
Yeah.
His ex-wife bought it for him, and then like 6 months later, they got divorced.
It's a major
but
award.
he still has the lamp because it's amazing.
Yeah, because it's...
Did you see the one-legged guy who was the lamp for Halloween this year?
No!
It was amazing. It's this That's guy who, like amazing. A soldier legit had lost a leg, and so he had the high heels and everything, and he had the lampshade on like as a dress, and so he was just the lamp
That's
for
fantastic.
Halloween.
That is
I told you guys what I'm going to be for Halloween this year, right?
You missed Halloween. It was like 2 months ago.
No, next year now. Because I didn't know about this until now. I want to be the clumsy ninja.
You didn't know about Halloween?
I was going to walk up and give people high fives and then do this.
Because that's something anyone's going to get.
I would get it.
That's true.
I don't care. It'll be awesome.
Brian's going to tie you down and tie so many balloons to your face.
Everyone's going to tickle you. You got to hide behind the barrel.
I treat my ninja with a lot of respect.
I'll
tell you who doesn't. Is I let Katie's 4-year-old niece play Clumsy Ninja on my iPad. Man,
she plays the same way.
She hates that ninja, man. Like she like lets him jump on the trampoline, and then she yanks it out from under him, and then she drags it around so he follows. He comes running after it to get on it. She keeps moving it so he can't quite get on it. And then when he gets on it, she just throws him.
I have never mistreated my ninja.
She hates that ninja, and then she giggles with her little 4-year-old cute laugh, and then she starts tickling him on the ground. She's very mean to a ninja.
She breaks his leg and she tickles him.
It was hilarious.
That's what you do with the ninja.
And she did that for like an hour.
It's like some Pavlovian thing where she's making him be terrified of tickling. It's like a Skinner box.
It was fantastic. But anyway, Dappity.
Grumble.
What are your New Year's resolutions? We're actually going to go over that next week.
I mean, next week.
Explosivo, badly worded errata, or worst worded errata?
This went is over the that. Person already.
We already went over that.
Yeah, he's a person. Don't call him a person on a bad errata. It's like a cry.
Yeah, I mean, he's worked very hard to bring up Mechanica Studios.
Right? They should have an errata about him. Like, you know, errata explosivo. Right? Like, eliminate Fauxhawk and replace with Dredge or something.
It's in the errata. You don't have it's a Fauxhawk errata. Anymore.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, that's funny.
There should be a write about Kurt Hyman as well. Cool, Kurt. Wait, who is that?
From Springfield.
Okay. Zappity.
Grumble.
I'm a fan of Dominion. I almost said Domino. Please mention both good and bad aspects of this game and a good next game to try.
If you like Dominion, play Blood Bowl Team Manager.
Yeah?
Yep. Agree.
Or Puzzle Quest.
Or Puzzle.
Good thing about Dominion, it gets people who don't play board games to play board games, so it's an entry-level game, and that's always good. Bad it's thing quick. About it, it fucking sucks. thing to play next would be any other deck-building game, the two best ones being Blood Bowl Team Manager and Puzzle Strike.
High Command. I like High Command, too.
High Command
it's
all right.
A different kind of deck building.
That's very different.
Yes.
So Christmas.
What?
Christmas.
Okay.
That was my edit. I self-edited myself.
Self-edited.
Christmas. Dominion is... It's fine. I know a lot of people who love Dominion who own everything, but our group does just not really get into it.
No.
No.
To be fair, not everyone here has even played it, but it's... If someone says I play Dominion, I'd play Dominion. Like, I don't dislike it a lot, but it's just not a thing that appeals to me at all.
Dislike it a lot.
Well, I would just always be like, if you want to play a deck building game, why don't we play Blood Bowl Team Manager Puzzle Strike instead? Yeah. Like, that's always going to be what I say.
But I mean, I have friends who just love it a lot, and they just want to play it every
People
so
that
often.
Really like Dominion, specifically. That's the one thing I would say that's a problem with your recommendation that it's a good entry-level game, is it's kind of a trap game. It's a game like Settlers, where people play Settlers, and then they never play anything else.
For Christmas, I got the Cities and Nights expansion for Settlers, which I highly recommend because it takes... A game that I think is actually pretty crappy and overrated and makes it really good. I think a lot of the expansions are bad.
I think that's the best one, but I like several of the expansions.
I do want to try that game with that particular specific expansion.
I want to, like, next time we have a board game, I was going to just bring Cities and Knights of my own and say, hey guys, I'd like to play this because I think it fixes Settlers. For what it's worth, I'll mention, because I've said it other places, the reason I hate Dominion, since you like it...
Well, that's not the like. I'll play it.
No, the person on the internet.
Right. How dare you say that about me?
The whole point of it is to build combos in your deck, except since you have to discard your hand every single time, you have to just luck sack into drawing your combos, which means that the only correct strategy is trashing cards from your deck, which means... And I don't like games that have one correct strategy. And so that's why I like Blood Bowl Team Manager, because you get to keep your hand and you can have long-term strategy. Well, I like Puzzle Strike because there's player interaction as opposed to just multiplayer solitaire.
I agree that I believe that multiple strategies always makes a better game, but I do disagree a little bit with your assessment on Dominion. I believe that Dominion, a big strategy, is buying the right things that give. You want more plus actions. Like trashing cards can be important, but you want to... Because if you have like 30 Dominion expansions, there's like 1,000 cards, and you put ten sets in front of you. That's why every game is different, which makes some people like it. But then it's like all about identifying which of those 10 sets give you those plus whatever. So you discard your hand, but then you draw 5 cards. You want those 5 cards to let you draw 10 more cards and do 10 more things, and then you have this like mega thing.
Well, so
if you're all only buying plus actions and plus if you're buying the right combination,
in either case, the answer is to draw your entire deck, and whether it's because you trash everything so that your deck is 10 cards. Or because you have a million draws and a million actions. The point is, the only correct strategy is being able to draw your entire deck.
And some people get so giddy when they play Dominion. They're so excited when their like little draw engine works and they still only draw like 20 cards. They're all like, woohoo!
Did you see that the reward is the hammer?
Katie's so excited about her presents. Katie's adorable.
Presents are fun.
Jeremy's real present for her is coming tomorrow, by the way. He told me not to tell you this. Surprise.
Wait, no, that would be... Is that second time a month?
Wow. He's been only
it's a Christmas cold. Miracle 2 times in 1 month.
Zappity.
He bought some special underwear to help him.
Doesn't even make sense.
What are you, Mormon?
It's magic underwear.
That doesn't even make sense.
He mugged a Mormon and stole the underwear.
Katie, this is basically for you. And this comes from Jamie. Jamie Huddle.
Yep.
What would it take for me to usurp the Katie's Bestie title from Keith?
Ooh.
Oh,
Keith makes a really sad face, though. When you
Jamie's a big cuddly bear,
Jamie
though.
Jamie is a big cuddly bear.
I don't think Jamie sucks as much Texas cock as Keith does. Pro.
Nobody sucks
as much.
Whores in Austin don't suck as much Texas cock as Keith does. Wow. That's like a circus seal.
That should be a t-shirt.
That should be a t-shirt. That'd be an amazing t-shirt.
You should make it in purple and give it to him.
I'm going to do that now.
Wait, before we go, and this is going to segue into the next question. Here is best Christmas gift ever.
That shirt for Keith. Shirt
a purple t-shirt with a nice quote on it.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, Keith, we were thinking about you the other day.
We were.
Thought you'd really enjoy this. And then you can get one for Will that just says, I'm the Texan.
That's the same color purple.
It would say, I'm with Keith and have an arrow pointing down.
Oh, God. We have, he's making so many of those shirts. Just hand them all. We need to hand all the
Texans. It's the Texans team uniform. Just I'm with Keith and a downward arrow.
Oh my God, we got to get some those shirts made.
Yes, we do.
We love you, Keith.
He doesn't listen to this.
Fuck you, Keith.
No, he listens to this.
I sent. By the way, Andy, I couldn't get my pictures uploaded to Facebook, so I sent them to you that I took on my phone to upload.
Crap.
All right.
Is that the last? Was that the Grumbles?
Yeah, that's it.
I have a recommendation.
We should just make this really quick.
I have a recommendation. Buy State of Decay. It's on the Steam sale. At least it was. It might be over
now. It's still on.
I think it's still on for today.
Yeah. We told you it was good.
I know, but I played it.
Okay, good.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm going to go home and play it more. It's fantastic.
Which one was State of Decay?
It's open world zombie game.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What's it on sale for right now?
Like $10 or $9.
Papers, Please is $5 right now.
I'm just saying.
I bought Trine 2 for $2 yesterday. That's amazing.
That's
pretty amazing.
Go buy State of Decay.
Yeah, Trine 2 is a really nice looking game. That's actually the only game I've purchased for my PS4.
For those of you that are old like me and played Baldur's Gate 2, I also have on the Steam sale a Baldur's Gate 2 like re-released with better graphics, enhanced or whatever.
Enhanced version.
That's like $4 or something crazy. So
I recommend Christmas. Your turn.
Wow. So you just hate Jews.
Christmas comes early this year. I just made a James Bond reference.
I'm going to recommend...
It'd come late, though.
So, a show that I like okay, but I don't like as much as some of the other people at this
table. Big Bang Theory?
Futurama?
And then I was at Brian's place, and Brian had it playing, so we watched like 12 hours of it in a row, and I was like, oh yeah, this show's really fucking amazing, so I'm going to recommend it, because I don't think anybody ever bothered to recommend it yet.
No.
Nope. Better Off Ted. It's on Netflix, and it's goddamn amazing. Like, I remember liking it, and I'm like, I remember that show was good, and then I watched, like, 12 hours of it at Brian's place, and we're trying to play a board game, and we'd just be staring at Better Off Ted.
See, I tried, I watched, like, the first episode of Better Off Ted, and it didn't grab me.
Watch these two. Okay. It's so good.
It's a uniquely feeling show with, like, the characters are, and so it's one of those shows where you need to give it two or three, because then you get how it's supposed to be. It's kind of like... When people first watch Archer, they feel like the pilot episode isn't as good, but when you watch Archer and you get into Archer and then you rewatch the pilot, it's still fucking amazing. You just didn't get it at the time.
Right.
And I think Better Off Ted's like one of those, or like same with like Arrested Development. A lot of shows that are quirky feel that way. Yeah. It's on Netflix. There's only two seasons, so you can steamroll through the whole thing.
Just I've watched that complete show probably 5 times. Every like 6 months, I just watch all of Better Off Ted.
Right.
I don't have a recommendation. Everyone took good ideas today. I recommend someone finds my goddamn two missing pieces in my fucking board game before I burn my fucking apartment to the ground.
All right, then.
To the fucking ground.
My recommendation is a drink that I partook in yesterday for Christmas, in my drunk Christmas day. Jim Beam Black Cherry. I have never had... I don't normally like Jim Beam, but man, the Jim Beam Black Cherry mixed with Diet Coke or mixed with Coke, that was really good.
Cherry-flavored anything is good.
Side note, the only alcoholic drink I've had in the last 20 years was a cherry-flavored alcoholic thing.
It had grenadine in it?
No, is this just... Yeah.
It's you and your grenadine.
Oh,
that
grenadine.
Is crazy.
Yeah, this guy gets Shirley Temple hold the Sprite. I swear, like, he just comes back with a cup of grenadine. So
that sounds delicious.
It is amazing.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but on grenadine, it's like he's on...
He gets more drunk off of grenadine, which, by the way, is non-alcoholic than the rest of us get off of all the booze we drink bowling.
That is true.
It's kind of like cocaine.
Apparently.
It gives me a boost of energy.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
I recommend Grenadine.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See you guys. Well,
next week.
Next week with our
New Year's Eve episode.
I was at the store trying to find Grenadine to buy bottles, but I couldn't find it.
To go in the alcohol.
Just buy maraschino cherries and then just strain out the cherries and then you have Grenadine.
No, just eat the cherries.
Well, yeah, you strain them out and then eat them.
Yeah. Okay.
He doesn't eat cherries.
I like cherries.
Give them to me.
I like cherries.
Give me your cherry.
That's sit in my lap.
Your butt cherry.
I'm going to leave Farnsworth here so I can play with him next week.
What?
This is home. Can't touch him.
Farnsworth will not still be here next week. I can almost guarantee.
Why is he?
Okay, what? Fine. I'm going to leave him there.
Nothing's going to happen to him. Have you ever seen Loki actually jump up to the table?
I guess that's fair. That's fair. I forget about that.